stop by. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. At the end of The Dark Knight, probably the best movie of the last 20 years, Commissioner Gordon describes why Batman has to go into hiding and wrongly take the blame for Harvey Dent's death. He's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now, says Commissioner Gordon. Well, folks, there's the debate America deserves, and then there's the debate America needs right now. Last night, Fox News held a debate between Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Governor Gavin Newsom of California. It was a stark contrast in visions. DeSantis laid out his record plainly. He criticized California's shortcomings accurately. Newsom obfuscated his own record and that of his opponent, but it was, all things told, a relatively normal political debate. A debate in which both sides came with their information and points and then argued over that information and those points and those policy positions. It was, in short, the debate America deserves. It was not, in fact, the debate America needs right now. Here was DeSantis' generalized take on California's failures.
So I was talking to a fella who had made the move from California to Florida, and he was telling me that Florida is much better governed, safer, better budget, lower taxes, all this stuff. And he was really happy with the quality of life. And then he paused and he said, "And oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law." So we do count Gavin's in-laws as some of the people that have fled California. They understand that Florida's doing it right, and I can tell you the numbers speak for themselves. We have way more people moving to this state than leaving. Gavin can't say the opposite. More people are leaving California than are moving into California. But the reality is they have failed because of his leftist ideology. And the choice for America is this. What Biden and Harris and Newsom want to do is take the California model and do that nationally. In Florida, we showed that conservative principles work. This country must choose freedom over failure.
This is what a good conservative candidate looks like. And here was Gavin Newsom on the other side going after Ron DeSantis, suggesting falsely that he was banning books.
Six books have been banned just last year under Ron DeSantis' leadership. I love that he keeps pulling this out. I've seen this. He's been doing this all over the campaign trail. What's wrong with Toni Morrison's books?
It's not banned.
What's wrong? It's not true.
It's not.
What's wrong with Amanda Gorman's?
It's not banned.
And the poetry. 1,406. Books have been banned on your banning binge in the state of Florida.
That, of course, is not true. Books have not been banned in the state of Florida. The only question is whether there are books that are inappropriate for, say, fifth or sixth graders that don't belong in junior high libraries. DeSantis responded by actually pulling out a sheet of a book called Gender Queer and showing what it looks like in a public school. Obviously, Newsom can't defend that. Here was DeSantis doing just that.
What is the role?
The role of the school is to educate kids, not indoctrinate kids. It's not to impose an agenda. It's to do the basics. And what we've said in Florida is it's inappropriate to tell a kindergartner that their gender is a choice. It's inappropriate to tell a second grader that they may have been born in the wrong body. Now, California has that. They want to have that injected into the elementary school. My wife and I have a 7-5 and a 3-year-old. We don't think that that's appropriate. And I know most parents do not think it's appropriate. It's also important to respect parental rights to know what curriculum is being used in the classroom, and everything should be age appropriate. I actually have something that I brought that some parents have objected to. So this is a book that's in some of the schools in California. Florida, this is not consistent with our standards, called Gender Queer. Some of it's blacked out. You would not probably be able to put this on air. This is pornography. It's cartoons. It's aimed at children, and it's wrong. So this should not be in schools. When people like on the left say that somehow you're banning books by removing this from a young kid's classroom. No, this is not age appropriate. And so we're going to stand for the rights of parents. I think we need to do that nationwide. I don't think you can have a situation where some states just trample on the rights of parents. parents have a fundamental right to direct the education and upbringing of their kids.
Again, that is excellent stuff there from Ron DeSantis. More on this in a moment. As the holiday season unfolds, it's a time of joy, gratitude, and reflection. In the midst of the festivities, consider taking a moment to reflect on the digital footprint that accompanies you through this season. Think about all the information on your phone, from anything you search, your location, to the websites you shop at, and more. Companies can then legally gather that information and sell your data for profit. That's why you need to do what I do and keep your data private with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app on your phone and computer that encrypts all your online traffic, so whatever you do stays private. If you think incognito mode will stop people from tracking your online activity, think again. When you read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode, it says your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your ISP. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. We love using ExpressVPN because of how easy it is to use. The app has one button. Once you turn it on, you're protected from prying eyes. The Daily Wire has partnered with ExpressVPN to get you a special holiday offer. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro, expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to learn more. Newsom also tried to go after DeSantis by claiming that DeSantis locked down Florida. Also, simultaneously claiming, by the way, that he was far too loose in his COVID policies. He was taking the sort of Donald Trump view of Ron DeSantis that he was simultaneously too harsh and too loose on COVID.
Let's talk about your record on COVID. You passed an emergency declaration before the state of California did. You closed down your beaches, your bars, your restaurants.
False.
It's a fact. You had quarantines.
False.
You had quarantines. You had checkpoints all over the state of Florida. By the way, I didn't say that. Donald Trump laid you out on this, dead to right. You
that's
did that.
True.
You followed science. You followed Fauci.
That's
Ron
not,
DeSantis.
That's not false.
He followed science.
That's not
he followed Fauci. You
and
were
why
promoting.
Did everyone leave
hold
California
on. You were promoting
to
vaccines.
We were open.
You were promoting
we
vaccines.
Were
you even
we
wore a
closed.
Mask in
we
September.
We were open.
Sean,
you were closed.
If it's okay with you, we'll do this.
Why were you closed?
Why don't we do this
so
in a
long?
Way where we both can have
why were you closed for so long?
You wore
we
a mask
closed.
With Donald
guys,
Trump
closed.
Outside.
I'm trying to let it breathe.
In September 2020, he did all of that until he decided to fall prey to the fringe of his party. And as a consequence of that, Ron, tens of thousands of people lost their lives.
Not true.
The equivalent, if I had your policies, the equivalent of 10 9/11s. Tens of thousands of people lost their lives. And for what, Ron?
So in the same line of attack, Newsom is suggesting that DeSantis locked down the state. And then he's suggesting that he should not have locked it down, but also he should have locked it down. DeSantis responded by clocking Newsom on his own record on COVID.
On a per capita age-adjusted basis, California and Florida basically the same. Now, why is that important? Because Gavin Newsom did huge damage to people in California. He ruined livelihoods. We reopened the state very quickly. We saved thousands of jobs. We saved hundreds of thousands of jobs, thousands of businesses. We had our kids in school. He had the kids locked out of school because of the teachers union. That is having a generational impact. California has one of the lowest literacy rates in the country. In the most recent NAEP exam, Florida came in number 3 for fourth grade reading. California was far, far behind. So you should apologize for not getting your kids in school. Why didn't you get the kids in school in the summer of 2020 like we did?
The only
you bowed
person,
to the teachers
the only
union.
Person,
you didn't do the job you should
Sean,
have done.
All right.
DeSantis went on to roast Gavin Newsom over going to the French Laundry en masse while everybody else was locked down and couldn't go to a restaurant. I remember because at that time I was still living in California.
The Martha's Vineyard transport, Martha's Vineyard said it was a sanctuary jurisdiction. Kind of reminds me about Gavin Newsom when he restricted Californians, then he went to the French Laundry. These liberal elites, they like to impose burdens on you. They don't want to have to face the consequences of their actions. So we've got a lot of elites who want open borders. Yeah. Who lecture everybody else about it. And the minute they have to deal with any of the consequences, oh, man, all hell breaks loose.
Okay, correction. I had already moved from California to Florida, like tens of thousands of other people. DeSantis also added that Newsom's home city of San Francisco, where Newsom was mayor, and he had pledged to clean up San Francisco, he pointed out that it was covered in human poop, and he brought the receipts to show it.
Well, I'm looking at total time, Governor DeSantis,
yeah, look,
about
this,
2 minutes.
This is a map of San Francisco. There's a lot of plots on that. You may be asking, what is that plotting? Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had. Human feces is now a fact of life, except when a communist dictator comes to town. Then they cleaned up the streets. They lined the streets with Chinese flags.
That is absolutely correct. San Francisco is full of crap, and so is Gavin Newsom. Perhaps DeSantis' finest moment is when he called out Newsom's vision of liberty, noting that by liberty, Gavin Newsom generally meant taking power away from parents, especially in the area of gender and sexuality.
In California, if you're a parent in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina, your minor child can go to California without your knowledge or without your consent and get hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and a sex change operation, all without you knowing or consenting. How in the heck is that honoring parents' rights when you're bringing people from out of state to go around their parents' backs and getting life-altering surgeries? That is radical. That is
Ron,
extreme. That is an assault on parents' rights.
You know what?
Okay. All of this right here is the debate America deserves. You know, a debate over serious policy differences and governance styles, a debate about California versus Florida, a debate over the future of the country. But it isn't the debate America needs right now. The debate America needs right now is a debate over one simple topic. Why are we going to get Biden versus Trump in all likelihood? The answer is actually pretty simple. For the Democrats, the party bosses remain in control of the levers of power. For the Republicans, the party bosses aren't in control of the levers of power. Democrats right now are cramming down Joe Biden on their own base. But they also control the power, which means that candidates like Newsom won't admit to running, even though Newsom is pretty obviously running. I mean, he's simultaneously running just in case Joe Biden should keel over or fall down the stairs too hard. DeSantis pointed that out last night.
Employment rate is 2.8%.
That's 4.8%.
Why?
Governor.
Because it's a command and control economy. They have a political agenda that they're pursuing.
Let me ask that question.
People.
On with the question of jobs. I think it's important. You know what? That affects, that affects everybody.
Biden administration, the last 3 years, it's been a massive
Joe Biden paying you tonight?
3.9%.
I thought this was state versus state.
But it's about the United States of America. I thought this guy was running for president of the United States.
If you're running for a third term,
you just won't
admit it. You just won't admit it. You will not admit it. Why don't you admit that you're running?
Hold on. All right, we can't.
Okay, so that's true. But on the other hand, you've got the Republican Party, where Donald Trump leads in the real clerpox polling average by leaps and bounds in every primary. Trump is, as always, on nearly every side of every issue. This is his stock in trade. He's pro-life. He's responsible for the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And he's pro-choice. He doesn't want to talk about abortion. We should come to some sort of generalized consensus. None of that really seems to matter. That is why Newsom was slamming DeSantis during the debate by suggesting that Trump's nomination is a foregone conclusion.
There are profound differences tonight, and I look forward to engage him. But there's one thing in closing that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
He is doing the work of Joe Biden. Now, listen, maybe Newsom is wrong. Maybe DeSantis pulls off a late run. Maybe he wins Iowa and he switches the momentum. Maybe Nikki Haley pulls it off. The odds right now are not in their favor. But if the election does end up being Trump versus Biden rather than, say, DeSantis versus Newsom, maybe we need to go back to our original question and ask, what is the debate America deserves and what is the debate America needs? The debate America needs is a debate over whether we even have a debate at all in this country anymore, whether we're even capable of doing normal debate in this country anymore, whether we are so polarized that debates on policy don't actually matter. The only thing that matters is how we manage our divorce. Sure, maybe we don't deserve a serious political debate because we're an unserious people in a very serious time. Maybe we don't deserve a real debate on policy because we've given up on such debates altogether in favor of knee-jerk sentiments about our fellow Americans. Or maybe, just maybe, the problem goes even deeper than that. Maybe the problem is that after decades of radicalism from the American left, usurpation of institutional power by that left in corporate America, on the courts, in the media, it's too late for any compromise to be brooked or any truce to be brokered. Maybe it's not about policy. Maybe both sides just have a mutual view in mind. If that is the case, that should be the debate. What exactly do we have in common? What can bring us together? What is America really all about? What maintains America? We have to answer that question before we get to the policy questions. Until we answer that question, the DeSantis-Newsom debate will not be the debate we need. And it certainly won't be the debate we actually deserve. Finally, some good news. Because of you, my friends over at Preborn have rescued over 44,000 babies this year alone. Right now, thousands of moms are awaiting the birth of their precious kids, and thousands upon thousands of babies are taking their first breaths. Since its beginnings, Preborn's network of clinics has rescued over 280,000 babies. That is indeed a miracle. For just $28, you can empower a mom to choose life. Once she sees the precious life growing inside her and hears her baby's heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. And right now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Please give your most generous gift that will go 100% toward life. Have your donation doubled today by dialing #250 and saying keyword baby. That's #250baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. I have four kids. We had ultrasounds, of course, on all four of them. The quality of the ultrasounds is just amazing, and it does change everybody's perspective on the life growing inside them. Go check out Preborn right now and help out and save babies today. Dial #250 and say keyword baby. All right, coming up, Elon Musk goes hard against advertisers pulling their money from X. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Carl Lindabat. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, big-name advertisers have been talking about pulling their money from X, and Musk is firing back. Elon Musk tore into what he termed people who care about looking good while doing evil. He was specifically referring to major corporate leaders who spend their days virtue signaling while cracking down on dissenting opinions and promoting harmful material. Here's what he had to say.
Tesla currently sells twice as much in terms of electric vehicles as the rest of electric car makers in the United States combined. Tesla has done more to help the environment than all other companies combined. It would be fair to say that, therefore, as a leader of the company, I've done more for the environment than everyone else, any single human on Earth.
How do you feel about that?
No, how do I feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you personally how you feel about that, because this goes, we're talking about power and influence and...
I'm saying what I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil.
Musk here was explicitly talking about companies like Disney, whose CEO Bob Iger had announced earlier in the month that the Mouse House would stop advertising on X, formerly known as Twitter. Iger explained that decision to Andrew Ross Sorkin.
You stopped advertising on X.
We did.
Tell us about that decision.
I have a lot of respect for Elon and what he's accomplished, not just, you know, one business, but a few businesses. And we know Elon is larger than life in many respects, and that his name is very much tied to the companies he either has founded or he owns, whether it's Tesla, or SpaceX,
mm-hmm.
SpaceX, or now X.
Mm-hmm.
And by him taking the position that he took in quite a public manner, we just felt that the association with that position and Elon Musk and X was not necessarily a positive one for us, and we decided we would pull our advertising.
This is ridiculous, of course. Disney is not pulling its advertising on X because of one of Elon Musk's tweets. A tweet he then explained and apologized for. They're pulling their advertising because they are part of an advertiser cascade that is designed to pressure Elon Musk into doing their bidding. Now, it's one thing for an advertiser to decline to be associated with any outlet or product. That happens all the time. It happens on this show. It happens on other shows. That's their right. We live in a free market. But when companies make public announcements that they are withdrawing their money, that is obviously designed to create public pressure. And the pressure in this case is for Elon Musk and X to do the bidding of groups like Media Matters, the far-left censorship group that seeks to destroy political opponents through, in some cases, outright slander. Media Matters wants Musk to censor those it doesn't like, and they are willing to astroturf secondary boycotts against advertisers to achieve that. That's why Musk is currently suing Media Matters. Disney and others pulling their money from X are doubling down on their own catastrophic woke strategies. And Disney has essentially destroyed its own stock value over the past few years by going woke. These companies continue to tell the world how proud they are to be woke. They really don't like free speech, and they especially hate any company or platform that can break their stranglehold on the media. The same media that has never been willing to say, go fuck yourself to the likes of Disney. It's a true clash of the titans. Now, while the Daily Wire doesn't have Disney money yet, we see what Elon is doing with X as one of the most important things actually happening in the culture today when it comes to preserving free speech, which is why today we've secured a $250,000 spend for a takeover on X to promote our new feature-length comedy, Lady Ballers. We made Lady Ballers because Hollywood, aided and abetted by big tech censorship, will not make a movie about how ridiculously absurd it is that we now pretend that men can be women and allow grown men to call themselves women and then dominate women's sports. X drives the conversations in a way no other social media outlet does and provides a space to freely mock absurdities like we do in Lady Ballers in ways that other outlets won't. In other words, X is the only social media platform that allows and is attempting to even preserve free speech. Who wouldn't want to invest in that? Well, the answer, apparently, is Disney. Will our $250,000 cut into X's loss of revenue thanks to virtue signaling? Not much, but every little bit does help. And if we want to keep X a free speech space, it's important everyone continue to subsidize the businesses they like. As Elon so aptly put it, if Disney and others are successful in their advertising boycott, it will kill free speech. And if that happens, everybody is going to know who actually killed it. Well, folks, we do have an exclusive clip from Lady Ballers that is available only tonight. Daily Wire Plus subscribers can get it 8 p.m. Eastern. That's the time to watch it. Here is a clip from the movie.
I just need you to be a winner, Coach. Okay?
I know. I'm sorry. It's this divorce. I think it's really starting to affect my daughter.
Seriously? Of course your divorce is affecting your daughter. 70% of all people in prison come from broken families. She's twice as likely to do drugs, twice as likely to drop out of school, four times as likely to have trouble fitting in, three times as likely to end up in therapy, twice as likely to commit suicide, 50% more likely to have health problems. Do you people not even do a freaking Google search before you decide to blow up the planet your kids live on? Breeders. Look, Winnie's going to be fine. Just keep fighting with her mom and get her into a school journalism program. She could end up like me.
Oh, God.
Lady Ballers, streaming exclusively on Daily Wire Plus December 1st.
The movie is a comedy, but it does have a bunch of messages that you, if you are a conservative, will probably enjoy. So go check it out tonight. Again, you need to get your subscription at dailywire.com if you want to see the movie tonight, 8 p.m., streaming only at dailywire.com, our first full-length feature comedy. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the IDF is bombing the Gaza Strip again. The reason they are bombing the Gaza Strip again is because the Gaza Strip was firing rockets at them again. So over the course of the last 24 hours, Hamas took credit for a shooting in Jerusalem in which at least four people were killed. 16 people were wounded. It was two brothers from East Jerusalem who are claimed as devotees by Hamas who got out of their car and literally just opened fire with M16s on a bunch of people who were standing there. Now, remember, according to the mainstream media, Israel bombing military targets and accidentally killing civilians is exactly the same thing as terrorists getting out at a bus stop, like a bus stop in your neighborhood, and just shooting people, which is precisely what happened in Jerusalem. So that was a violation of the ceasefire, number one. And then last night, Hamas began firing rockets again at Israel because effectively they have run out of hostages that they are willing to hand over to Israel to buy time, because the hostages who are left are Israeli military or women or children who are either dead and they're just bodies at this point, or have been raped, mutilated, or whatever the story may be. I mean, Hamas is making very clear what they are. And once again, the world is trying to pretend that Hamas is not what it is. According to the uncle of a couple of the hostages, Or, who is 16, and Yigal Yaakov, who is 12, quote, they took the leg of each child taken hostage and burned them with the exhaust of a motorcycle to mark them in case they ran away so they could find them. They were drugged. So that's what they did. I mean, this is like, at Auschwitz, people were tattooed in order to make sure that the Nazis knew who people were. When Hamas kidnapped children, they immediately burned them with the exhaust pipe of motorcycles in order to brand them so if they ran away, they could be quickly identified and recaptured by Hamas. Meanwhile, we are being treated to hostage videos of Yarden Bibas. Yarden is the father of a family that was slaughtered by Hamas. And they were taken kidnapped. They were kidnapped. We played the video yesterday of their kidnapping. It was a mom and two young children. We're talking about like a four-year-old and a 10-month-old. Hamas now says that they're dead. Hamas is claiming that they were killed in an Israeli airstrike, which may very well be true because Hamas took them to the Gaza Strip, and there would have been no airstrikes in the Gaza Strip if Hamas had not taken them in the first place. And then they released a hostage video of dad who has just been told that his family are all dead. This is what Hamas is. Truly evil human pieces of debris. Garbage human beings. Here was a little bit of the hostage video, which is Hamas propaganda, of course. He says, you destroyed my family and my children, everything I had in my life, that you can bring me and them home, that they will be buried in Israel. I'm begging you, bring me and my wife and my children home. Okay, he's talking about their bodies at this point. This is who Hamas is. And these are apparently the people that the American left and much of the international left wants to protect as a power in the Gaza Strip. An aunt of Abigail Idan, a dual American-Israeli citizen who was taken hostage and who turned 4 days a few days before being released, said her niece shared one piece of pita bread per day with four other captives, did not have a shower or bath for 50 days. According to the aunt, the five hostages were kept in above-ground apartments, changing locations at least once. Apparently, her hair was cut off. She was covered completely in lice. One of the hostages was held in the attic of a member of the UNRWA. And this is who Hamas are. This is who Hamas are. Plus, we now have video of Hamas and tape of Hamas stealing humanitarian aid. Here's a picture from one of the Hamas tunnels, and as you will see, it is completely filled with humanitarian aid. That is UNRWA bags, fuel canisters in the Hamas tunnel. Where do you think that stuff is coming from? Meanwhile, Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, who is a person who was released in the last hostage exchange that Israel did for Gilad Shalit, they released 1,027 prisoners, and he was released as one of those prisoners. He is now the head of military operations of Hamas. Israel saved his life. He had brain cancer. And then they released him, and he unleashed this hell upon them. So he now says, quote, the leaders of the occupation should know October 7th was just a rehearsal. Meanwhile, a Hamas official was on with a TikTok YouTube personality named Bel Mubashar and explaining that Hamas is going to launch more attacks against Israel. This is the interviewer saying, if you could go back in time to October 6th, would you still do what you did on October 7th? This is Osama Hamdan, Hamas Political Bureau. Why do some people assume we would go back on our acts of resistance? So you have no regrets? Regret for shattering an entire division of the occupation army? He said that if the Israelis would make new arrests, after all the prisoners are released from Israeli prisons, you'd carry out another operation. Can you promise another October 7th? I can promise that that a war of liberation is coming, not just another October 7th. They're saying clearly out loud that this is going to continue. He said, I don't think it's far off. Meanwhile, Hamas put out a statement. This is before they broke the ceasefire. A worldwide call to mobilize in support of Gaza this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Quote, we call on them to mobilize all their popular means to reject and denounce the crimes and massacres committed by the Nazi occupation, to call for an end to its barbaric aggression and decades-long occupation. We urge them to be emboldened by the strength of Palestinian rights and the justice and legitimacy of our struggle. We also appeal to them to maintain all forms of solidarity and support. All forms, which presumably would include violence. So, again, Hamas's intentions are clear. They violated the ceasefire, and so Israel has now resumed its campaign in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the United States continues to want to have it both ways. Because, again, this is a weak administration, and they continue to make signals to the world's worst people that maybe if they continue to hide behind civilians, Israel will stop. So Antony Blinken decided to go back to Jerusalem to lecture the Israeli government on how to conduct a war. He said, quote, you can't operate in southern Gaza in the way you did in the north. There are 2 million Palestinians there. You need to evacuate fewer people from their homes. Be more accurate in the attacks. And if not, then not to attack where there is a civilian population. What is your system of operation? The IDF chief, whose name is Herzi Halevi, he said, we follow a number of principles, proportionality, distinction, the laws of war. There were instances where we attacked on the basis of those principles and instances where we decided not to attack because we waited for a better opportunity. This all led to this astonishing interchange. So Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said, quote, the entire Israeli society is united behind the goal of dismantling Hamas, even if it takes months. And Blinken supposedly said, quote, I don't think you have the credit for that. What the hell is that supposed to mean? You don't have the credit? Are we talking about, like, international moral credit? Is that what we're talking about right here? What sort of credit does a nation require in order to destroy a terrorist enemy bent on its own annihilation? Who have kidnapped and killed babies. What precisely is the moral credit required in order to do what is necessary to protect your own citizens? That's an absurdity from Antony Blinken. And again, it's all these mixed signals that are being sent. Antony Blinken, simultaneously yesterday, he went and he visited with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, a Holocaust denier and garbage human being, in Ramallah. And he tweeted out, quote, I reiterated the U.S. commitment to advancing the establishment of a Palestinian state. So just to get this correct, Hamas attacks and slaughters 1,200 people and takes another 240 hostage. Half of those people will end up dead. And the reaction of Tony Blinken and Joe Biden is maybe Palestinians deserve a state? I'm just wondering how that incentive structure is supposed to work. So in other words, the more terrorist violence you create, the more pressure on Israel to make concessions to you and your allies. Because make no mistake, in this particular effort, the PA is Hamas's ally. The PA has never condemned October 7th. The PA, in fact, tried to claim that it was Israel that was responsible for deaths on October 7th. And meanwhile, you got Tony Blinken making overtures to Mahmoud Abbas. It's ridiculous. Here was Blinken yesterday saying there can't be any more massive loss of civilian life. Again, if somebody could provide some sort of magic wand that Israel could use to distinguish Hamas from the civilians surrounding them, or Hamas, by the way, from like the 18-year-old guys who claim not to be members of Hamas, but who are carrying guns and just not wearing uniforms, I am sure that Israel will be happy to hear about this magic wand. Otherwise, this is just empty verbiage designed at what? Reducing tensions, but ironically, it increases tensions. It's the same exact thing you see in Britain, where Britain will take down a menorah in the name of reducing community tensions. That doesn't reduce community tensions. It just gives strength to a radical enemy. Here's Tony Blinken doing just that.
In my meetings today with the Prime Minister and senior Israeli officials, I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians. That means taking more effective steps to protect the lives of civilians, including by clearly and precisely designating areas and places in southern and central Gaza where they can be safe and out of the line of fire. It means avoiding further significant displacement of civilians inside of Gaza. It means avoiding damage to life-critical infrastructure, like hospitals, like power stations, like water facilities. And it means giving civilians who've been displaced to southern Gaza the choice to return to the north as soon as conditions permit. There must be no enduring internal displacement.
No enduring internal displacement. Okay, All ideas welcome. All ideas welcome. Except the idea that Mahmoud Abbas is going to be able to run this thing. By the way, Arab diplomats are like, are you kidding me? Article in Times of Israel today. Arab diplomats from Saudi, UAE, Egypt, everywhere else, they're like, Mahmoud Abbas can't even control the West Bank. What the hell are you talking about? Mahmoud Abbas is going to control Gaza after this is all over. That's ridiculous. Also, when he says you have to prevent more internal displacement, then how does he expect civilians to be protected? If you can't tell a civilian to move from one area to another so you can hit the target, how exactly are you going to hit the target? Unless the idea is that Israel's not supposed to hit the target. All of this is just ridiculous, and it's going to contribute to a lengthening of the war. It's going to contribute to more Hamas attacks, more Hamas rocket fire, more Hamas embedding among civilians. And all of this is because there is just a failure of imagination on the left when it comes to foreign policy. We'll get to that momentarily first. The Daily Wire's first ever full-length comedy, Lady Ballers, it premieres tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively at Daily Wire Plus. It's the most triggering comedy of the decade, and it deserves our best deal of the year. So, for an extremely limited time, we've brought it back. Get 50% off your new Daily Wire Plus annual membership today. The only way to watch Lady Ballers is with that Daily Wire Plus membership. Of course, you're getting access to everything Daily Wire has to offer. I'm being told I shouldn't give spoilers, but you're not going to believe some of the people who show up in this movie. The cameos are fantastic. If you have not yet seen the hilarious trailer for Lady Ballers, take a look. Finally, some good news. Because of you, my friends over at Preborn have rescued over 44,000 babies this year alone. Right now, thousands of moms are awaiting the birth of their precious kids, and thousands upon thousands of babies are taking their first breaths. Since its beginnings, Preborn's network of clinics has rescued over 280,000 babies. That is indeed a miracle. For just $28, you can empower a mom to choose life. Once she sees the precious life growing inside her and hears her baby's heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. And right now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Please give your most generous gift that will go 100% toward life. Have your donation doubled today by dialing #250 and saying keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. I have four kids. We had ultrasounds, of course, on all four of them. The quality of the ultrasounds is just amazing, and it does change everybody's perspective on the life growing inside them. Go check out Preborn right now and help out and save babies today. Dial #250 and say keyword baby. Coming up, the leftist worldview on foreign policy is driven by foolishness or cowardice or both. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com. Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Arts.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the leftist worldview on foreign policy is driven by either cowardice or stupidity or both. The vacillation and cowardice that you're seeing by the political left in the United States when it comes to Israel versus Hamas, it's mirrored by that same sort of confusion and cowardice when it comes to foreign policy more generally. This is why there's an entire piece by Ben Rhodes today, the former deputy national security advisor, whose nickname, I'm not kidding you, there's a book by Tevi Troy where he talks about this. Apparently, his nickname in the White House because he was so anti-Israel was Hamas. Not a joke. That's a serious thing. He wrote a piece in the New York Times in which he goes after Henry Kissinger. Now, as I said yesterday about Henry Kissinger's death, there are a lot of things to criticize Henry Kissinger over. You can say that he made short-term plays at the expense of long-term interests, say, with regard to China. You can say that he greenlit regimes that would commit human rights atrocities, but only because the alternative was a Soviet takeover of that particular area. Now, you can make all of these claims, but what Ben Rhodes does is something deeper. He critiques Kissinger's general foreign policy understanding on the basis of the fact that he used to write novels about his cat from a Brooklyn apartment and knows nothing. And Ben Rhodes is one of the dumbest people in American politics and has been for years. So what exactly is Ben Rhodes' foreign policy vision? He says that the conduct of global affairs has to be about maintaining image. He says, quote, "You can choose to see unexploded bombs as the inevitable tragedy of the conduct of global affairs. From a strategic standpoint, Mr. Kissinger surely knew that being a superpower carried with it a cavernous margin of error that can be forgiven by history. Superpowers do what they must. The wheel of history turns. When and where you live determines whether you get crushed or lifted by it. But that worldview mistakes cynicism or realism for wisdom. The story, what it's all about, matters. Ultimately, the Berlin Wall came down not because of chess moves made on a board of a great game, but rather because people in the East wanted to live like people in the West. Economics, popular culture, social movements mattered. Despite all our flaws, we had a better system and story." So in other words, the reason that the Berlin Wall fell, according to moron Ben Rhodes, is that we had TV and jeans, and that no foreign policy moves we made anywhere in here made any difference at all. Which is weird, because depriving the Soviet Union of nearly all foreign policy resources, as well as bankrupting their economy with our defense spending, is what actually brought down the Berlin Wall. It was, in fact, a pro-Western foreign policy that existed in many parts of the earth that helped bring down the Soviet Union. But according to Ben Rhodes, it's all about credibility. He says, credibility is not just about whether you punish an adversary to send a message to another. It's also about whether you are what you say you are. No one can expect perfection in the affairs of state any more than in relations among human beings. But the United States has paid a price for its hypocrisy. So what exactly is that price? Here's where Ben Rhodes goes. It's amazing. He says, "Around the world, we see a resurgence of autocracy and ethno-nationalism, most acutely in Russia's war against Ukraine." Now, you might say to yourself, wait a second. Russia didn't invade Ukraine while Donald Trump was president. Russia invaded Ukraine while Joe Biden was president. And Russia invaded Crimea and the Donbass while Barack Obama was president. And it turns out that American credibility on foreign policy matters a lot more than the virtue signaling of people like Ben Rhodes. You might say that. But according to Ben Rhodes, no. It's only because people like Donald Trump in the United States that Russia invaded Ukraine. Weird take. He says, quote, "In Gaza, the United States has supported an Israeli military operation that has killed civilians at a pace that has once again suggested to much of the world that we are selective in our embrace of international laws and norms." Oh, yeah, that's why the Middle East is filled with people who hate the United States. It must be because Israel is being too unbridled in its use of military power. Because until October 7th, everything was hunky-dory in the Middle East, actually. It was amazing in the Middle East. And in fact, more pressure on Israel, it's not as though more pressure on Israel incentivized Hamas under Joe Biden. It's not as though more pressure on Israel via Iran, incentivized by the Biden administration, had any impact. Again, This comes from a perverse view of how the world works. So, the foreign policy world. How should we view foreign policy? Very simple principle. If you want to view foreign policy in one sentence, you have to decide, do you think the world on a foreign policy level is a prison yard or is it a playground? Is it a prison yard or is it a playground? If you think, as I do, that it's a prison yard, that means a few things. First, the world is a violent and contentious place. It is lawless, is governed by both interest and ideology, and really, in the end, it's governed by raw power, economic power, military power. These things actually matter because it's a prison yard, and it's filled with a lot of bad people. There are some people who are in that prison yard who are there because through no fault of their own. There are some people who are actually good in this particular prison yard, but it's a prison yard, and it's a lot of bad people who hate each other and want to fight each other and have very, very adversarial interests. Second, foreign policy is a series of bad choices between awful alternatives. There are very few amazing choices in foreign policy. It turns out that very often you have a choice between allying with the Soviets and losing to Hitler, for example. That sort of stuff happens in foreign policy all the time. And to pretend otherwise is to be ignorant of how foreign policy actually works. Third, foreign countries and adversaries have their own math. They have their own interests and their own priorities. It's not as though they have no agency and that the United States does a thing and then it's all blowback. Maybe the United States has its interests, and maybe the Saudis have their own interests. Maybe the Israelis have their own interests. Maybe the British have their own interests. Maybe the Russians have their own interests. Maybe the Chileans have their own interests. And maybe they pursue those interests regardless of what the United States is doing or not doing. That would be a much more accurate description of how you work in your everyday life. Why do we always assume, if you're on the left, that only American everyone is sitting around thinking about what Barack Obama thinks about the world as opposed to what they want to do today? And finally, refusing to engage with the world is not a real possibility. The United States was lulled into that false sense of security because for the first half of the United States' existence, Britain was the global hegemon, not the United States. And that guaranteed freedom of the seas, for example. And we benefited from Britain's ownership of the seas through free trade, through British domination of a lot of foreign areas, through British calming influence in a lot of its colonial holdings. And then Britain started to collapse. Britain gave up a lot of those colonial holdings. The world became a more dangerous place, and the United States filled the gap. And now people are like, well, what if we just stopped filling the gap? Well, then you would get chaos, because remember, the only reason that the gap was filled before is because there was another global hegemon. If the United States doesn't do it right now, who do you think is going to do it? Do you think that just becomes a power vacuum? Who do you think is going to fill that power vacuum? You all know the answer. It's China. It's not Britain. It's not France. Not Germany. It'd be China, and you all know it. But according to Ben Rhodes, again, the basic idea here is the reverse. Foreign policy, the world, it's a playground filled with wonderful children who just want to make friends with you. And if you hand out enough chocolate and candies, and if you make friends with them, and if you put a rainbow sticker on your backpack, they will love you so, so, so much. They're just good people like you deep down at heart. And what they really need is jobs and friendship. And that's going to woo people who have a completely obverse worldview to yours. In this particular view, America is the only actor in the world. And if America shows its example by just being super nice all the time and never engaging in foreign policy and never making hard decisions and never building up its own power and never doing that stuff, everyone will look at the United States. They'll say, what a nice person. What a great place the United States is. I wish we were like them. And then they'll just voluntarily give up their power. If you believe this, it's because you're a stupid person. But the basic idea from Ben Rhodes is that no one else on planet Earth has agency. Every discussion you will hear from isolationists is about how no one has agency except the United States. America did a thing. Therefore, another country did the thing. Never. The other country did the thing, and maybe we reacted to them. Or that country was allying with a country that we don't like very much and growing in power and threatening our interests. So maybe we had to react. The Blame America First crowd exists on both sides of the aisle. And it's all based, again, on that centralized principle, which is that America could withdraw from the world and just be a light unto the nations, a sort of example without ever engaging in world politics. That is not true. It is ridiculous. It assumes, number one, the world is a playground, and number two, even if the world isn't a playground, that the United States has the option of withdrawing within our own borders, that there will be no impact on the United States, which I'm sorry to say is not true. I wish it were true. It happens not to be true. In this view, the West has to play dead in order to make room for everybody else. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. Reminder, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, you have to be a subscriber. You can watch Lady Ballers, our brand new full-length feature comedy. Go check them out. Right now, you get 50% off with that annual subscription at dailywire.com/subscribe. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel and Hamas have resumed fighting now that a seven-day truce is over. The Israeli military announced today that it resumed combat in the Gaza Strip after terror group Hamas violated the truce and fired a rocket into Israeli territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas can take steps to make another pause possible.
The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place.
Police were on the scene of an incident where an anti-Israel protester reportedly set themselves on fire outside the Israeli consulate building in Atlanta. Officials say the protester is in critical condition. A building security guard also suffered burns while trying to stop the incident. Senator Rand Paul may have saved a colleague's life.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, was choking on food during a luncheon when fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. The incident occurred Thursday during a closed-door Republican lunch in the Capitol. Shortly after, Ernst posted on social media to thank Paul, who formerly worked as an eye doctor. Ernst joked that she was choking on woke policies. She was seen walking in the Capitol after the incident, and senators said they were grateful Paul was ready to help her. Heath Peters reporting.
An Arizona inmate is charged with attempted murder after he stabbed former police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times. Chauvin, who was convicted in the death of George Floyd, was attacked last week and suffered serious injuries. Court documents reveal the premeditated attack by John Terskak was planned a month in advance. A federal appeals court is upholding a ruling that demands Texas remove a series of buoys in the Rio Grande. They cover about 1,000 feet of water and serve as a safety deterrent to those trying to cross illegally. More at townhall.com.
So if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Montana's ban on TikTok is now temporarily blocked, as we hear from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has blocked Montana's first-in-the-nation state law, banning the video sharing app TikTok, while a legal challenge to the law moves through the courts. The judge says the ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. The ban, which was scheduled to take effect January 1st, was first brought before the Republican-controlled Montana legislature a few weeks after a Chinese spy balloon flew over the state. Western governments have expressed worries that the popular social media platform could put sensitive data into the hands of the Chinese government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
State agriculture officials have confirmed a new case of cattle anthrax in southwest North Dakota, bringing the number of cases in the state to 25 this year. The case in Grant County is the first reported in the state since August. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration has proposed new rules that could make it harder for owners of electric vehicles to qualify for a full federal tax credit.
According to plans outlined by the government, electric vehicle buyers would not be eligible for the full $7,500 EV tax credit if their cars contain battery or other parts made from China or other countries that are considered hostile to the U.S. That could put a dent in consumers transitioning away from gas-powered vehicles into electrics. At a time that President Biden's trying to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of this decade, it's not clear which vehicles would qualify for the full tax credit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Retired United States Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died at the age of 93. The Supreme Court said the cause of death was related to complications from advanced dementia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No, me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York took to the floor of the Senate to decry anti-Semitism. Schumer is not an amazing source on this particular topic, given his consistent support of the Middle East policies of the most anti-Semitic president in modern American history, Barack Obama. Nonetheless, he spoke about the threat of anti-Semitism, and in a rare moment of quasi-honesty, he actually mentioned the problem of anti-Semitism among liberals. Here's what he had to say.
I feel compelled to speak because I'm the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in America. In fact, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official ever in American history. And I have noticed a significant disparity between how Jewish people regard the rise of anti-Semitism and how many of my non-Jewish friends regard it. Anti-Semites are taking advantage of the pro-Palestinian movement to espouse hatred and bigotry towards Jewish people. But rather than call out this dangerous behavior for what it is, we see so many of our friends and fellow citizens, particularly young people who yearn for justice, unknowingly aiding and abetting their cause.
Note the language there. There are people hijacking the pro-Palestinian movement. They're hijacking it. The young people, they're so good-hearted, they just don't know what they do. Schumer actually explained that the phrase, from the river to the sea, a genocidal call to destroy all Jews, was actually just ignorance. Plenty of people, Schumer actually said, chant that phrase, quote, not because they hate Jewish people, but because they support a better future for Palestinians. Of course, that is a lie, and it's a particularly egregious lie when Schumer himself has had zero to say about anti-Semites Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar inside his own caucus. For example, there were some people last night chanting from the river to the sea in New York City while they attempted to stop the lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center last night. Do these look like good-hearted but slightly misinformed people to you? The people attacking police officers right outside Rockefeller Center. Don't worry. According to Chuck Schumer, they're just too passionate about the pro-Palestinian cause. They're not anti-Semitic. They're not radical in any way. They're just ignorant, you know? Liberals, they're never the bad guys, according to Chuck Schumer. What we're watching is precisely the mentality created by the world of leftist ideology, and Schumer knows that. But he has to lie about it, because to recognize the roots of left-wing anti-Semitism would be to destroy the progressive ideology wholesale. That leftist ideology is based on a matrix of oppressor versus oppressed. That in any given situation, the powerless are oppressed and the powerful are the oppressors. That oppressor-oppressed matrix maps directly onto anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about Jewish power. Jews are pseudo-white because Jews are financially well-off and Israel is disproportionately successful in a really unsuccessful region of the world. The oppressor-oppressed matrix simply doesn't fit the Jews, who are actually being victimized by widespread Jew hatred in the Middle East and abroad, but who also are very successful. So the left keeps pushing the lie. That's also true of the Anti-Defamation League, which put out a poll yesterday with Hillel International, which is a college group, asking college students if diversity, equity, and inclusion should cover anti-Jewish prejudice. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is the rubric under which the left pushes the idea that unequal group outcomes are the result of systemic discrimination. So, by that math, Jews are the beneficiaries of systemic discrimination because, of course, they're disproportionately successful. DEI simply cannot include Jews because DEI's basic logic forbids it. DEI opposes meritocracy. It opposes performance. It opposes success. Nonetheless, the 84% of Jewish students and 75% of non-Jewish college students said Jews should be included in DEI training, that Jews should be somehow included in the oppressor-oppressed matrix on the side of the oppressed. Of course, these students say that. What else exactly would they say? The premise of the question is so deeply flawed, only one answer is possible. To say that Jews shouldn't be included in DEI would be to discriminate against Jews, which violates the supposed basis of DEI itself. But to include Jews explodes the entire DEI superstructure. Because again, DEI is based on the idea of oppressor versus oppressed. And if Jews are included on the side of the oppressed, how are they so successful? So these students are saying what they're expected to say. Sure, the Jews can be included in the victim class without recognizing the central truth of DEI. It is a scam. Victimhood is not inherently connected to level of success. Sometimes the powerless are evil. Sometimes the powerful are good. Sometimes the powerless are actually victimizers. Sometimes the powerful are the victims. You can't fight anti-Semitism with DEI. You can only increase anti-Semitism with DEI because the entire framework is a conspiracy theory. The only way to truly fight anti-Semitism is to recognize what the Bible says in Deuteronomy. Quote, you shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. But that's the one thing Chuck Schumer and the ADL will never say, because again, it would violate their ideology. Instead, people on the left will pretend that true anti-Semitism doesn't lie in oppressor-oppressed matrices, but in people like Elon Musk. And they'll target him specifically because he doesn't like DEI. They will claim that DEI is the way to fight anti-Semitism, so if Elon Musk fights DEI, that means he's bad. They'll slander him as an anti-Semite, even as he goes to Israel to express solidarity with the families of murdered Jews. They'll try to activate advertisers to pull their money from Twitter, supposedly because Elon Musk is the root of all anti-Semitic evil. Elon Musk, to his credit, is fighting back against this. Here's a clip yesterday of Elon Musk. It's an absolute classic. He's being asked about advertisers canceling because they don't like his politics. Here is what he had to say to Andrew Ross Sorkin over a deal book at the New York Times.
Apology tour, if you will. This had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger
today. I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob is a reference to Bob Iger, who's in the audience, the head of Disney. All the people pushing DEI are the exact same people seeking to boycott Musk, are the exact same people who are seeking to pussyfoot around Hamas's feelings like right now. The Venn diagram of that group is a circle. That circle is the true threat to Jews in Israel and in the West. Finally, some good news. Because of you, my friends over at Preborn have rescued over 44,000 babies this year alone. Right now, thousands of moms are awaiting the birth of their precious kids, and thousands upon thousands of babies are taking their first breaths. Since its beginnings, Preborn's network of clinics has rescued over 280,000 babies. That is indeed a miracle. For just $28, you can empower a mom to choose life. Once she sees the precious life growing inside her and hears her baby's heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life. And right now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Please give your most generous gift that will go 100% toward life. Have your donation doubled today by dialing #250 and saying keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. I have four kids. We had ultrasounds, of course, on all four of them. The quality of the ultrasounds is just amazing, and it does change everybody's perspective on the life growing inside them. Go check out Preborn right now and help out and save babies today. Dial #250 and say keyword baby. Okay, now speaking of the latest in Israel, so Anthony Blinken, who's the Secretary of State, has traveled over to Israel in an attempt to extend this ceasefire. Here he was yesterday explaining that he'd like to see the pause that has been created by negotiations between Israel and Hamas via Qatar. They want to see that extended so more hostages are released. The big question here is whether this is a prelude to Western pressure for Israel to end its offensive against Hamas completely, which is insane, as we'll talk about momentarily. Here was Blinken yesterday.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released. It's also enabled us to surge humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza who so desperately need it.
Okay, so, yeah, again, The idea here is that just a pause? Does the United States suddenly expect that Israel is going to stop what it's doing? Israel cannot stop what it's doing. And in fact, they came very close to ending the ceasefire last night because Hamas literally waited until 5 minutes before the deadline to come up with new hostages. And what Hamas is doing right now is so unbelievably evil. It's as evil as what they did on October 7th. It's just in slow motion. So on October 7th, they murdered 1,200 people, and they kidnapped another 240. And now they're separating families out. They're saying that some people are dead who are still alive. They're saying some people who are alive are actually dead. And meanwhile, they are pursuing terror attacks. So literally this morning in Israel time, there was a terror attack. It was in a major, highly trafficked street corner in Jerusalem at a bus stop. And you can see these are two brothers from East Jerusalem who identify with Hamas. Hamas took credit for this attack. They get out of their car and they just start mowing down a bunch of people who are at a bus stop. They ended up killing three people, including a pregnant 24-year-old woman. They were shot by people who are on the scene, reserves who showed up with their guns, a civilian who is off duty and who ended up shooting them, three dead, six injured. Supposedly, this is in the middle of a ceasefire. Hamas took full credit for this. Hamas says this is a good thing. And yet Israel is supposed to keep going with some sort of pause to get the hostages out. I got to say, there is a moral question as to whether Israel should or can continue to do this sort of routine. Because again, what's happened to the hostages is horrible and evil and continues to be horrible and evil. At the same time, is the life of a hostage any more valuable than the life of that 24-year-old pregnant woman who's just murdered on a street corner in Jerusalem, which presumably would not have happened if Israel were continuing its military operations to defenestrate Hamas? Speaking of the treatment of the hostages, it's amazing to watch as world and international organizations pretend that the hostages were treated well in some way. Ilan Levy, who's the spokesperson for the Israeli government, he says, no, the hostages were not, in fact, held in reasonable conditions.
As the survivors of Hamas captivity return home over the last week, we're beginning to discover new chilling details about life as Hamas hostages. I'm, of course, not at liberty to share information from the official investigations, but the evidence that the families have been sharing with the media is chilling. The hostages were not held in reasonable conditions, as some have cynically claimed. Our children were serially abused. Just like Hamas recorded its own crimes against humanity on October 7th, it continues to document its own atrocities, releasing footage of crowds terrorizing the hostages in their final moments of captivity. Those scenes bringing to mind that scene from Game of Thrones, and fans of the series will, of course, know which scene I'm talking about.
Of course the hostages were not held in reasonable condition. What else do you expect from, you know, a terrorist group? We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First,
are you tired of buying products from woke companies that hate your guts and your values? Well, now you don't have to. Join the over 200,000 Americans who have made the switch to Jeremy's Razors. Get your razors, hair care, soap, and more at jeremysrazors.com today. Oh, and we sell he, him, and she, her chocolate bars as well. One of them has nuts.
Already coming up, folks on the left, in the media, they're saying Israel should just stop, leave Hamas in place. Their arguments are not very good. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Carl and Linda Bott, join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
0908.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left has unleashed a bevy of new arguments about why Israel should stop its action in Gaza. Those who oppose Israel destroying Hamas, they continue to make a variety of arguments. Again, Israel's considering going back in. They're going to have to. The only question is when. And so there are a bunch of people, predominantly on the left, who are attempting to make the claim that Israel should stop. They are complaining that after Hamas, no one knows what comes next. That's a weird accusation because pretty much everybody knows what comes next. An Israeli-led reoccupation of the Gaza Strip, hopefully with some input from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, UAE to help fund this, and to establish a peaceful regime that will eventually break the back of the PA and Hamas Nazification efforts over the past four generations to indoctrinate literally 2 million people in the idea that the Jews must be destroyed. But the media pretend they don't understand. I got to say, the faux ignorance of members of the media is truly an amazing thing to watch. These are the people who pretend that they know everything, but suddenly they turn into simple-minded village idiots when confronted with bare facts. So here's Chris Hayes of MSNBC picking up Rachel Maddow's glasses, putting them on, and then playing the village idiot.
There's a question of what comes after. People say Hamas must be destroyed.
Yes,
right?
It must.
But then what? There's some who said maybe the Palestinian Authority can be the governing entity.
No, they can't.
Okay, so I know that you repost.
They can because they're so educated for hate, you know.
But they're not.
They are educated.
Hamas, right?
They are not Hamas, but they are educated for hate.
But then who?
And they are paid for slay, so they can't.
Who?
Okay, so what we want to do first is to eliminate Hamas, and then to have a buffer zone,
okay,
you know, in order to keep our villages safe, and then there should be like maybe international allies from, you know, countries like Egypt, like the UAE, that will come and manage their lives there for a few years. We need to do, you know, denazification in order to...
What
you know,
does that to, mean? Denazification?
Yeah, denazification, yeah. Because right now, their children from the age... Since they're born, from the age of 2 or 3, we saw it in the kindergarten, we saw it in the school. They have been educated to slaughter Jews. Okay. This is how they are being educated.
With all due respect, let me just say this. Whether that is true or not.
It is true. You can't,
okay,
true. You can't
but,
argue on
okay,
the facts.
Okay,
we saw it in their school.
There are
we saw rockets in their
10 or 15,000 people have died. There have been children who have died. This is not...
We didn't start this war.
I know you didn't, but my question to you is, what I hear from you is not Joe Biden says we have to restart the two-state solution. What I hear from you and what I hear from most of Israeli political leaders in the center right and in the coalition government is no Hamas, no PA,
right,
maybe an international coalition, and we will manage the occupation in perpetuity, and we will settle the West Bank, and that's it, and you will have to deal with that.
Okay, and you will have to deal with it. Chris Hayes then goes on to suggest, well, you're denying self-determination to these people. It is worth pointing out at this point that Chris Hayes' ridiculous assumption that self-determination is somehow owed to every single group, regardless of the evils of their belief system, is extraordinarily dangerous. Did ISIS deserve self-determination? How about Hezbollah? How about the white supremacists? Hayes sees around every corner. Do they deserve self-determination? But in order to back Hayes' point, the left continues to push the idea that the Palestinian Arabs in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank are somehow magically a moderate group, simply dominated by a few terror masters. I know this is a very flattering myth, the West, particularly, we love to tell ourselves this myth. Right? This is the "we will be greeted as liberators in Iraq" myth. It's the same thing from the Bush administration. Here is the Pentagon spokesperson saying just that.
Of course, the Israelis are taking into account innocent civilians. That's why, again, in all of our calls that the secretary has with his counterpart, Minister Gallant, we continue to urge, of course, for the protection of innocent civilians wherever they are in Gaza. And again, we have to remember, Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people, and they shouldn't. The Palestinian people deserve true leadership, and again, Hamas really should be rooted out from within Gaza.
Okay, so the idea that they don't represent the Palestinian people is a lie. There's precisely zero evidence that Hamas does not represent the Palestinians. Like, zero. No evidence of that fact. Doesn't mean they're all terrorists. It means they do support a terrorist group, period. They elected Hamas. And then, by every available poll since then, they support Hamas, including in the West Bank, where Hamas is not governed. So for all the people who are saying you can't trust the poll results in Gaza, fine. Don't trust those poll results. Trust the poll results in the West Bank, where the Palestinian Authority is the governing entity. Then there's the complaint that the left is lodging that Israel must stop its campaign against Hamas in order to minimize civilian casualties. As we've repeatedly discussed, Israel tries to do that, but to focus on this question gives total leverage to Hamas, because Hamas doesn't care at all. Like, they care zero about that topic. Finally, the left complains that international institutions are being hampered in their efforts to help. Well, let's talk a little bit about these so-called international institutions. They are a sick joke. They are broken. They are broken because there is no such thing as an international community. There can be no community with tyrannical hellholes and people who support terrorism. And yet, apparently, so long as you say the magic words, international humanitarian institution, everybody is supposed to bow and scrape before you, as though you are, in fact, a good-hearted saint doing wondrous healing work. More often than not, the term international humanitarian organization is a tremendous lie. Take, for example, the United Nations. The utter disgrace that is the UN is nothing new, of course. The UN came into being in the aftermath of World War II, when the West was seeking to end all conflict via international diplomacy. As literally all of history since that has shown, that plan was a giant failure. It turns out the best guarantor of international safety and security is a strong, hegemonic Western power, namely the United States. Whenever the UN has been entrusted to guarantee safety and security, it has failed. In Korea, in Rwanda, in Yugoslavia, in the Sinai Desert, in Lebanon, literally everywhere. Whenever UN peacekeepers are put in a place and then a tyrannical regime demands they be removed, they just leave. UN agencies have sometimes been helpful in distributing aid, but just as often, they've stolen that aid or worked on behalf of nefarious powers. Nowhere has all of this been truer than in the Gaza Strip. As the world clamors for Israel to stop its operations in the Gaza Strip, even as Israel prepares to go back in, they are again claiming that international agencies must be allowed to do their work. These international agencies are by and large garbage and or tools of Hamas. The UN Relief and Works Agency, for example, the only agency in the UN dedicated to one specific group of people, Palestinian Arab refugees. And I put refugees in quotes there because we are now talking about the great grandchildren of people who moved like 3 miles down the road into the Gaza Strip, has funneled billions of dollars to Palestinians, including terror groups. In fact, since 1994, the United States has sent over $10 billion to the Palestinians. The United States supplies nearly 30% of the UNRWA budget historically. The UNRWA workforce, it consists of tens of thousands of Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip, including many terrorists and terror supporters, as we've talked about on the show. When the Trump administration cut aid to the UNRWA, the State Department said, quote, "the fundamental business model and fiscal practices that have marked UNRWA for years, tied to UNRWA's endlessly and exponentially expanding community of entitled beneficiaries, is simply unsustainable and has been in crisis mode for many years." The Biden administration quickly restored aid to the UNRWA, but now the UNRWA is giving Western powers heartburn again. That's because of reports that one of the child hostages held by Hamas was actually being held by a UNRWA teacher, barely given any food and no medicine. By the way, that would be the kind of person teaching at the schools that Chris Hayes denies are actually teaching at the schools. When I yell at Shaqade in that clip, tells Chris Hayes that people are being indoctrinated by teachers from the UNRWA, and he says, well, even if that's literally one of those teachers was holding a hostage, a child hostage, in his attic. No wonder the Bundestag Foreign Affairs Committee's Frank Mueller-Rosenstritt in Germany actually called on the German government to cut aid to the UNRWA. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Here is Sarah Hendricks, Deputy Executive Director for UN Women. That's a Western organization that has not bothered to condemn Hamas's mass rape of Israeli women on October 7th. Here she was being questioned by Diana Galadraiga of CNN.
Is there a reason, though, Sarah, that you can't specifically call out Hamas and the mounting evidence now over 7 weeks that Israeli investigators have collected that we've shown our viewers about the atrocities they committed specifically on October 7th? Because I think that's the crux of the issue here. It's not just condemning sexual violence against women and in any war in general. It's specifically what occurred on October 7th perpetrated by Hamas.
Indeed. UN Women always supports impartial, independent investigations into any serious allegations of gender-based or sexual violence. And within the UN family, these investigations are led by the Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights. And just to provide a little bit of context in terms of UN Women's role, UN Women specifically provides and has extensive knowledge on gender-based violence and provides and supports investigations as we do with all UN investigations.
So that's going to be a no on condemning Hamas. That is an awful lot of word salad to avoid condemning Hamas. But what else would you expect from our humanitarian organizations? Take as another example the International Red Cross. Because the International Committee of the Red Cross requires the help of groups like Hamas to even work in the Gaza Strip, they end up as tools of Hamas. The ICRC has spent little or no time condemning Hamas for its October 7th atrocities. Instead, they focused on Israel's action in Gaza. The ICRC also failed to report the facts, which they knew, about Israeli hostages being held at Gazan hospitals, even as the international media lied that those hospitals were civilian sites. Meanwhile, the ICRC has not fulfilled one of the key components of Israel's original hostage deal with Hamas, verification of life and health of the hostages being held by Hamas. That failure has had particularly tragic consequences in the case of the Bibas family. They were kidnapped from a village called Nir Oz. The father, Yarden, mother, Shiri, 4-year-old Ariel, and 10-month-old Kfir were taken to Gaza. Here's the footage of them being abducted. You can see there's a mom carrying these two redheaded kids as Hamas kidnaps them. They are physically healthy. They were obviously healthy when taken, but nobody knows if they are alive. Earlier this week, it was reported that the family was traded to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, another terrorist group, by Hamas. And then yesterday, Hamas claimed the family had been killed by Israeli bombs. So where is the ICRC to testify to any of this, deny it, verify it? They're absolutely missing. Instead, the ICRC, the wonderful humanitarian organization, has become a shuttle service for Israeli hostages, helping Hamas release the hostages as Gazan crowds cheer in bloodthirsty fashion. There was more of that last night. Don't worry, folks. The Palestinian Arab population, they hate Hamas, which is why they are literally jeering, mocking, cheering, filming the release of Israeli hostages, mostly women and children. These are wonderful moderates who deserve self-determination, obviously. The world would be a better place if they had a state. The international humanitarian institutions have beclowned themselves in the current Israel-Hamas war, but they were suspect long before that. It's just that radical Muslims and the left-wing press have laundered lies into public view by adding the imprimatur of the magical international community to corrupt institutions riddled with political radicals and corrupt functionaries. In just one second, I want to talk about international institutions and international politics, because a lot of what you are seeing today in the obits about Henry Kissinger is predicated on people's views about particularly this subject. So last night, Henry Kissinger died. He was 100 years old. I'd met him very briefly once, and I had interviewed him once. It didn't end up being taped. He is a fascinating character, obviously, very checkered character. A lot of the decisions he made were extremely cold-eyed, extremely cold-eyed. A lot of people, ranging from Anthony Bourdain to Christopher Hitchens, condemned him as a war criminal for his decision-making during the Nixon administration with regards to, for example, the Indonesian invasion of East Timor or the American intervention on behalf of Pinochet in Chile in 1973, or the bombing of Cambodia. By the same token, how you view Kissinger is very much a reflection of how you view international politics as a whole. And the reason this is broken down into sort of a left-right divide, despite the fact that Kissinger's history was very checkered in terms of left-right decision-making. So, for example, the right doesn't like the fact that Kissinger, quote-unquote, opened China. It was Kissinger who really led to the opening of China. At the time, it was a realpolitik decision because he saw a gap emerging between China and Russia, and he was attempting to exploit that gap by wooing China away from Russia. Right? That was the goal. The goal was woo China away from Russia, remove them as a source of trade and resources for Russia, and you will end up weakening the Russian regime, which is why the trip to China was initiated with Nixon speaking with Mao. So in retrospect, we can say, and I would say, that's a bad mistake. At the time, it's a choice between two bad decisions. And this was the sort of guiding light of Kissinger's foreign policy. So Henry Kissinger, for those who don't know much about Kissinger himself, he was a massive celebrity in the 1970s. He was a Secretary of State during the Nixon and Gerald Ford administrations. According to the Wall Street Journal, no U.S. Secretary of State ever achieved such celebrity while in office as Henry Kissinger. A 1974 Newsweek cover depicted him as Super K, a comic book hero. Time called him the world's most indispensable man. Gallup ranked him America's most admired man. A 1972 Life magazine spread pictured him with a bevy of actresses, including Jill St. John. Yet no former Secretary of State has been more vehemently criticized. Of the many anti-Kissinger books, the most influential was Christopher Hitchens's The Trial of Henry Kissinger, which explicitly accused Kissinger of responsibility for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Indochina, Chile, Argentina, Cyprus, East Timor, and several other places. Although the book mentioned only one other supposed crime scene, Bangladesh, and mentioned the Soviet Union only three times. This is Neil Ferguson, who wrote a biography of Henry Kissinger, talking about Henry Kissinger. He said, those accusations stuck like mud. Late in life, Kissinger regularly faced protests at his public appearances, yet they are at odds with the historical record. And Ferguson points out that Kissinger was both the White House National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State. His accomplishments included the negotiation of the first Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, the ABM Treaty with the Soviet Union, the opening to China, the ceasefire in the Yom Kippur War in 1973, the end of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, for which both he and North Vietnamese counterpart Lee Duc Tho were awarded the 1973 Nobel Peace Prize. But here is the problem. If you see foreign policy as a family of nations, a lot of good-hearted people out there, they all just want the same thing, but they're having different ways of achieving that, then hardcore foreign policy looks nasty to you. Because the easiest thing is just wash your hands of everything. Oh, if the United States just goes hands off, well, why were we even involved in these places? Why didn't, from the right, what you hear, and I think this critique is correct of Henry Kissinger, is that Henry Kissinger was so focused on the sort of Metternichian balance of power that he forgot that the United States is a global hegemon. And from the left, what you hear of Henry Kissinger is he was engaged in the dirty game of politics, and that meant that the United States was constantly engaged in dirty little wars all around the world we shouldn't have been engaged in. And the reality is somewhere in between. The reason that the left thinks that is because the left believes that if a communist regime were to arise in Latin America with the help of the Soviet Union, that's not a bad thing. I think a Marxist regime in Latin America, or many Marxist regimes in Latin America, what's the big deal? Why is that a problem? Why does it matter if Vietnam turns communist? Why does it matter if Cambodia and Laos turn communist? Why does it matter if East Timor turns communist? Why does any of that matter? First of all, that demonstrates a complete misreading of how foreign policy works. Foreign policy is a dirty, terrible business in which, Kissinger had one central foreign policy message. His overriding message was avoid the worst outcome, which means sometimes embracing the second worst outcome. If you read any of his books, this was Kissinger's main thing, was avoid the worst outcome. This, by the way, was his recommendation in Ukraine. So when it came to Ukraine, during this war that is currently ongoing, very early on, he suggested that there should be an off-ramp in Ukraine, because everybody knew that Ukraine was not going to take the Donbass or Crimea, in which Ukraine was given security guarantees, did not formally enter NATO, but was given enough armaments to defend itself against a predatory Russian invasion, and Russia was basically given dominion over the territories it was very likely to hold anyway. And this pleased no one in the early days of the war, and it turns out it was rather prescient, because what he was attempting to avoid was a straight-up face-to-face confrontation between NATO and Russia. That's what he was attempting to avoid, and he knew there weren't the stones for it in the West. And so realize what is happening on the ground and adjust to it. So when people rip on Kissinger, there are two rips. One is that he misread particular situations. He should have done things differently. All of that's legitimate. The second rip, which is just wrong, is the rip that you don't have to make these sort of considerations when you make American foreign policy. And American foreign policy is either the most sinful foreign policy on planet Earth. Every ill can be ascribed to it. You see this in the critique of Kissinger with regard to Cambodia and Laos, for example. Right? The basic idea that is promoted by the left with Cambodia is that Kissinger, when he took over as Secretary of State, in the aftermath of LBJ completely botching the Vietnam War, when he came in, he said, we need to start bombing the communist supply lines in Cambodia. And he authorized mass, huge bombing raids into Cambodia without the approval of Congress. Now, you can talk about whether it needed congressional approval and all the rest. That's fine. But as a foreign policy matter, did bombing Cambodia cause, for example, the left now claims that that caused the rise of Pol Pot in Cambodia, that Khmer Rouge would never have happened if we had not bombed Cambodia? that assumes that there's no such thing as agency in the world. It's a lie. It's not true. The minute the United States got out of Vietnam, Cambodia fell to Pol Pot. So, again, it's a bunch of considerations. This is the overriding message of Kissinger's life, and it's the thing we should take away from it. While still quibbling or arguing or strenuously hating many of his foreign policy decisions, foreign policy is a dangerous and dirty business. It is not possible to engage in foreign policy and keep your hands totally clean. That is not something that you can do, because there are, in fact, nefarious powers who hate you and who wish the worst for you and who will have an impact on your life, whether you're talking about them controlling choke points in international trade, as we've talked about on the show, from the Straits of Hormuz to the Straits of Taiwan, or whether you're talking about active military operations against the United States in far-flung places and, yes, indeed, at home. You have to recognize that the world is a complex place that requires complex choices, and very often those choices are the choices of the least bad scenario and having to actually engage with the second worst scenario. And that really is the story of Henry Kissinger's foreign policy. Again, I agree with many of the critiques from the right that sometimes he was engaging in the second worst scenario when, say, like a better scenario was available. And again, that's a good critique. What I don't agree with is the total isolationist or libertarian position, which is that America should go hands off in the world and somehow the world will be a better place for it. That's a very difficult position to maintain in face of the fact that, again, there are countries all over the world that hate us, that do not agree with our values, that seek to maximize their own power at the expense of the American people. There's this weird notion that has taken root on the right and the left. It's this horseshoe theory thing, which is that everybody who acts badly in the world was somehow driven to it by the United States. This is why you're seeing the left embrace TikToks of Osama bin Laden circa 2002. Because, oh, he would never have done that if we hadn't been so mean in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, sure. You see the right do the same thing with regard to Russia never would have invaded Ukraine if it had not been for our attempts to extend a helping hand to Ukraine and make overtures toward NATO. Or maybe Russia has a long history under Vladimir Putin of territorial invasions of neighboring countries. Maybe it turns out that other people except for the West have agency. And once you realize other people except for the West have agency, it changes your decision making dramatically. This is true all over the world. The fundamental foreign policy mistake is the assumption that only the West has agency. This sort of ethnocentricity, this political arrogance, leads to, ironically, more death than a humility that acknowledges that other people have interests adverse to our own, and that you have to respect those interests, even if that means fighting those interests. Okay, in just one second, we'll get to the 2024 campaign, which, again, this is going to be the weirdest campaign in American history. First, as the holiday season unfolds, it's a time of joy, gratitude, and reflection. In the midst of the festivities, consider taking a moment to reflect on the digital footprint that accompanies you through this season. Think about all the information on your phone, from anything you search, your location, to the websites you shop at, and more. Companies can then legally gather that information and sell your data for profit. That's why you need to do what I do and keep your data private with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app on your phone and computer that encrypts all your online traffic, so whatever you do stays private. If you think incognito mode will stop people from tracking your online activity, think again. When you read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode, it says your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your ISP. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. We love using ExpressVPN because of how easy it is to use. The app has one button. Once you turn it on, you're protected from prying eyes. The Daily Wire has partnered with ExpressVPN to get you a special holiday offer. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to learn more. All right, coming up, we'll get to the 2024 election. Joe Biden has a ceiling. It is not a high ceiling. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden, in this 2024 election, at this point, you have to declare him an underdog. Right now, in the Real Clear Politics average, Donald Trump is up about 2 points. There are two recent polls that have Biden back up a couple of points, but he is never above 44, 43% in these polls. And in fact, in the polls where he's at 49 or 47 or 46, Trump is up on him in those polls. So, in other words, Joe Biden is stuck. His ceiling is like 44, 45%. And when people are forced to the decision, Matt, right now they're breaking in favor of Trump. In fact, what the polls are showing is not right now actually increase or decrease support for Biden. Actually, over the course of the last couple of months, his support is slightly up, Biden, in these polls. The problem for him is that all the independents are breaking in favor of Trump. Why is that happening? It's because, again, all the focus is on Joe Biden. And so the question is going to be, can Donald Trump keep the focus on Joe Biden as this election moves forward? In order for that to happen, Trump cannot run a revenge campaign. He cannot. His campaign can be a policy revenge campaign. He can say, listen, here are my policies. Joe Biden got rid of all of them, and the world is now on fire. I closed the border. Joe Biden opened the border. I was negotiating peace in the Middle East. Joe Biden has blown up all of that by legitimizing the Houthis in Yemen, by funding Iran, by restoring aid to the Palestinians. He can say all of that. He can say that the economy was going great guns before COVID. And then even in the middle of COVID, the economy was recovering at a steeper pace than it did subsequently under Joe Biden. Joe Biden has broken all of the economic levers, which is why right now the economy is running extremely hot. But also we are in danger of continued baked in inflation. Right? He can say all those things. That would be a great campaign. Making that campaign about were you better off in 2019 or are you better off in 2024? That is a good winning campaign for Donald Trump. You know what's not a great winning campaign for Donald Trump? I'm coming in. I'm going to break all the people who came after me. That is not something I think the American people are up for. Again, because the best of Donald Trump, always and forever, was the version of Donald Trump who said, I am your tool. You wield me in order to achieve certain objectives. I am the shield for you. But when he starts to make it about the voters being a shield for him, people tend to object to that. They don't want to buy into his personal issues. Even if they think, like I do, that many of those issues are being created by the left and are false. If the answer to Donald Trump is being unjustly persecuted is election, I don't buy that. I think the answer to Donald Trump, being unjustly persecuted is fund his legal defense fund. But, again, he has an independent case to make that is way better than that, which is why, again, he's been soaring in the polls. The less you see of him, you have not seen him. He's been gone. All the focus has been on Joe Biden. It needs to stay that way, which is why I think it's particularly foolish for Donald Trump to go out there and start warning people about the weaponization of the DOJ. So Trump put out a giant statement on Truth Social yesterday. Said, I'm 12 points up on crooked Joe Biden. I don't know what poll he's looking at where he's 12 points up on I wish he's not. There are no polls where he's up 12 points on Biden. But he's got the Justice Department and others suing me wherever and whenever possible. Weaponization, it's called, and maybe that can make a difference. This has never been done on this scale before, not in our country. It opens up a very big and dangerous Pandora's box. Joe Biden should stop his election-interfering thugs before it is too late for him and the rest of the country. As the leader of the opposition party, I should not be forced to campaign from inside a courthouse, which is very doable but not very democratic or convenient. This is where they want me to spend my time and money. It is not the way our system is supposed to work. If they file these, and then he just goes on along these lines. Again, I don't think he's wrong about any of this. I just don't see why that should be the centerpiece of the campaign. It can certainly be a part of the campaign. Him saying, listen, Joe Biden's a very bad president. He's going to lose. That's the reason he's targeting me. But back to why Joe Biden is a bad president. That is totally worthwhile. But if his campaign is in fact about his sort of personal venge taking, I think that's going to be a problem for him. That's a thought expressed by his, by the way, erstwhile ally, Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House. He said this yesterday. He said, if Trump's campaign is about revenge, he'll lose. I don't think that's wrong. And like or hate McCarthy, this is not bad political analysis.
I'm trying to square in my brain how you have those feelings about him at that time and say, I think he would be a great president today.
I didn't say a great president. I said he'd be a better president than what we're having. I said the country would be in a better place. If his campaign is about renew, rebuild, and restore, he'll win. If it's about revenge, he'll lose. That's the only person that's going to determine not that is not his campaign ad, is him.
Yeah, and he's right about that. McCarthy is right about that, which is why Trump needs to be careful. Now, I will say Trump did something absolutely kind of ridiculous that is worth noting yesterday, because frankly, if any other candidate did this, like Trump, I understand that Trump has a hall pass from the entire Republican Party for pretty much anything he does at this point, because it's all baked into the cake at this point. But Donald Trump did, in fact, endorse BLM yesterday, which is like an insane thing to do. So what happened is that there's a person named Mark Fisher who billed himself as the co-founder of BLM in Rhode Island. He said he was very honored to have his and BLM's support. BLM is a garbage organization. You don't want BLM's support. Can we just point out that BLM is a horrifying organization? It's a giant grift. Not only is it a giant grift, it's a giant anti-Semitic grift and a giant anti-white grift, and it's really, really bad. So, you know, this is, in terms of his record, by the way, this is the part of his record I think that's the worst, is the criminal justice reform kind of stuff, the idea that he's going to jailbreak a bunch of people who are criminals. But in any case, if Donald Trump wants to win, he is going to have to focus in on the failures of Joe Biden, of which there are many. Well, there is a rule in presidential politics, particularly campaign politics, that when something goes wrong, sort of everything goes wrong. My friend John Podhoretz over at the Commentary Magazine podcast, the editor of Commentary Magazine, wrote a book in the early 1990s about the Bush doomed reelect effort in 1991, 1992. And one of his basic theses was that when a campaign is failing, everything starts to go wrong all at once. And that seems to be happening to Joe Biden right now, whether it is him just wandering around on stage or whether it's what happened last night. So the Biden Christmas tree just fell over. They're trying to put it up and it fell over. Again, these sorts of images, they don't mean anything on their own, but they do. When there's a generalized sort of feeling of instability, and when the Christmas tree represents the actual president of the United States and it falls over, again, is he in charge of the weather? No, the Jews are in charge of the weather, as we all know. But when it falls over, everybody is immediately flashing to Joe Biden falling up the stairs. Here's the thing. It's not just that Joe Biden, things are going wrong for him. It's that, of course, things are going wrong for him because he's not good at the president thing. Meanwhile, the Republicans are starting to go after Joe Biden again on the impeachment inquiry. Republicans are apparently considering holding an official House vote next month to authorize the impeachment inquiry into Biden. McCarthy initiated it when he was Speaker of the House without an actual vote because he didn't think he had the votes. Now GOP leaders are talking about the possibility of the vote during a closed-door meeting with Republican lawmakers. The impeachment inquiry on top of Joe Biden's failing presidency is not going to help him. Again, Republicans are going to keep pushing here. None of it is going to be particularly good for Joe Biden. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court has passed away.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Hamas terrorists in Gaza resumed barrages of rocket fire into Israel while the Jewish state resumed airstrikes into Gaza City as the seven-day truce collapsed. Israel also exchanged fire with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. A group of Republican senators is calling on the White House to impose a travel ban between the U.S. and China. It's over concerns about a surge in unexplained respiratory cases among kids.
Writing for a group of five Republicans, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says, quote, "We should immediately restrict travel between the United States and China until we know more about the dangers posed by this new illness." Rubio, the ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, urges swift action, citing what the letter calls China's long history of lying about public health crises. Last week, the World Health Organization requested more information from China after reports emerged about clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia cases in Chinese children. Bob Agner reporting.
Pfizer is halting human trials of a twice-daily obesity pill. The company cited side effects as the reason and that it would refocus on a once-daily formulation. Pfizer said the most common side effects were a high rate of stomach issues. Democrat lawmakers are pushing for an official federal holiday honoring Rosa Parks on December 1st, the anniversary of her arrest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Well, most drivers would pay $15 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan released by New York officials.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically, while the fee for small trucks would be $24 and $36 for large trucks. John Scott reporting.
A federal jury in Illinois delivers a verdict of $17.7 million in damages to several food manufacturing companies that sued egg producers over a conspiracy to limit the supply of eggs in the U.S. years ago. That amount is tripled to more than $53 million under federal law. News and analysis at townhall.com. Stocks are feeding off the momentum from a strong November.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday, marking its fifth straight week of gains. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. In company news, Ulta Beauty soared 10.8% after reporting better-than-expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Investors entered December on track to close out the year with solid gains. The S&P 500 is up more than 19%. The Nasdaq Composite is up 36% so far in 2023. Seth Sutel, New York.
California ranks first in pay for law enforcement officers, while Mississippi is last, adjusting for each state's cost of living. The median salary for law enforcement in California was $93,169. In Mississippi, it was just over $43,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love
struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Thanks for tuning in to the Matt Walsh Show. The University of Minnesota Medical School is prestigious, has a great reputation. Each year is ranked among the best medical schools in the entire country. A man named Dr. Robert Englander is the Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education at the school, and he is, like the institution he serves, highly regarded, highly respected. His resume includes Yale Medical School, Johns Hopkins, Harvard Medical School, a residency at Children's National Medical Center. He's run the Ivy League medical school gamut. And there was a time when all of that stuff might have meant that the University of Minnesota Medical School and men like Dr. Robert Englander can be trusted. But those days are long gone. Here's the report from the Tennessee Star. Quote, University of Minnesota Medical School students took an oath to, quote, promote a culture of anti-racism during an August 19th white coat ceremony. White coats, the students said, are themselves a symbol of power, prestige, and dominance. Therefore, students will, quote, strive to reclaim their identity as a symbol of responsibility, humility, and loving kindness. Quote, we commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system, the students said. According to a video of the ceremony, Dr. Robert Englander, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education, led students in reciting the oath, which he described as beautiful. He said the class oath was written by the students in consultation with their faculty advisors. Now, you can't fully appreciate this until you've actually seen the video, which was posted to Twitter by Chris Ruffo, and let's go through it now. Here it is.
With gratitude, we, the students of the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Medical School Class of 2026, stand here today among our friends, families, peers, mentors, and communities who have supported us in reaching this milestone. Our institution is located on Dakota land. Today, many indigenous people throughout the state, including Dakota and Ojibwe, call the Twin Cities home. We also recognize this acknowledgement is not enough. We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system. We recognize inequities built by past and present traumas rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression.
Well, you're right. This acknowledgement is not enough. Your apology is not complete. I will not believe that the repentance is sincere until Dr. Robert Englander demonstrates it through self-immolation. And I mean literal self-immolation, like setting himself on fire, rather than simply immolating his credibility as a medical professional and his dignity as a man. I mean, that much he has done, but I gotta see the full thing. You gotta go all the way. So, as we heard there, it begins with the classic land acknowledgement where members of modern Western civilization apologize for being members of modern Western civilization. Granted, all people everywhere on Earth are living on land that was once occupied and owned by other people. All inhabited regions of the globe, without exception, have been fought over and bled over and for. No other culture, though, apologizes for this fact, just as Native Americans never apologized for their own history of conquest and bloodshed. This is a confrontation that they are never required to have with their own past. Only modern Westerners are stupid enough for this kind of thing. But the greater concern is that this doctor and these medical students are in creepy unison declaring the gender binary oppressive. Now, it's theoretically possible that somebody could be a competent medical professional even while suffering from a terminal case of performative white guilt. And that's all the land acknowledgement stuff signifies. But it is impossible that somebody could be a competent medical professional or even a semi-competent one while harboring the delusion that biology is some sort of oppressive patriarchal construct and conspiracy. All of their medical work must happen within the context of biological realities. If they don't understand those realities or have pledged to pretend they don't understand them, then they can't be trusted. I mean, I wouldn't even take Tylenol if these lunatics recommended it, because they are fatally compromised. And we're not done yet. Let's continue.
As we enter this profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all indigenous ways of healing that have been historically marginalized by Western medicine.
I'm sorry, what? Honor all indigenous ways of healing? All of them? All? Are you sure? All? I mean, most indigenous ways of healing are based in paganism and animism, you know, the belief that all things, including rocks and rivers and plants and all that, have souls and are in a sense supernatural. This is the belief system that these ideas are rooted in. Primitive people, you know, may have had some useful medical insights about plants and medicinal plants and all that, but they were ignorant of most of the scientific realities that make modern medicine possible. So when you say all, are we including, for example, the primitive practice of trepanation, which is boring holes in a person's skull to treat spiritual or physical illnesses? That's something that indigenous people in this part of the world did, especially in South America. So are we honoring that? What about bloodletting or topical ointments made out of animal droppings and dead lizards? What about ritualistic and medicinal cannibalism? Is Minnesota Medical School going to start teaching those strategies too? We'll have more in just a minute after a quick word from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
In indigenous cultures, most medical issues are treated by shaman, you know, witch doctors, who would get high on hallucinogens and then dance around shaking a magical stick or whatever. Is that the sort of treatment plan I can now expect from doctors who earn degrees from Minnesota Medical School? If I go to the doctor complaining of a backache, is he going to say, okay, hang on a second, and like dose himself with some LSD and start dancing around the room, chanting? Continuing on.
Knowing that health is intimately connected to our environment, we commit to healing our planet and communities. We vow to embrace our role as community members and strive to embody cultural humility. We promise to continue restoring trust in the medical system and fulfilling our responsibilities as educators and advocates. We commit to collaborating with social, political, and additional systems to advance health equity.
Cultural humility, he says. You know, the other thing that's annoying about all this is that as always, like they never are consistent in the principle. Cultural humility, in and of itself, I would agree with. So, and there's not a lot of cultural humility these days. But then at the exact same time, we're also told that, well, we don't want to marginalize indigenous healing methods. So on one hand, there is no cultural humility. And then on the other hand, there's also at the exact same time, this like degrading, debasing of yourself where you're elevating these primitive concepts above you. But all this is racially based, of course. That's how we explain the patterns. Anyway. This is a relief because they did also say there in that last clip that they're restoring trust in the medical system. They're restoring trust by making me think that I'm probably better off simply dying of any serious disease I contract rather than consulting with one of these lunatics. That's how they restore trust. But as always, you know, though this footage is deeply horrifying, though it may chill you to the bone to see what modern medicine has become, it is good that you see it. I would rather that they utter these incantations in full public view on camera than do it in secret. It allows us to see where we stand, and it also helps us to understand that we are dealing not with an ideology or a political system. This is not merely, you know, doctors who are partisan or have political biases. Those kinds of doctors have always existed, of course. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a religion. It is a religion unlike any other in the history of the world because this religion is centered around the fundamental rejection of truth. Many religions before this have been untrue. Many religions have had false ideas about the world. But even the false and untrue ones have strived for truth. They claim to be true. They saw themselves as an access point for truth, as maybe the only access point for truth. But this modern Western liberal religion simply rejects truth as a category. Now, this is not ignorance. Indigenous cultures, with their often counterproductive medical practices, were ignorant. Through no fault of their own, all ancient people were ignorant. They didn't know very much about how the physical world functions or why. These things had not been explained to them yet. Many cases had not been discovered yet. But the religion of leftism stands in the light of truth. It stands on the shoulders of people who have revealed many important truths to them. And then it chooses falsehood. It chooses ignorance. As an act of will, it chooses untruth. There have been false religions. This, on the other hand, is falsehood as religion. And these cultists, these religious fanatics, are in positions of power and prestige in our culture. They run our schools and our government, and now they run the medical field, which is something to keep in mind the next time you have to go to the doctor. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
P-Doctor Portrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This is Carl Lindabat. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to LakeShasta.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Original Butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Here's Morning Joe offering some insightful exegesis of his own. Let's listen to that.
As a Southern Baptist, wow. I grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion, never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy. Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it there. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and breathing hell here on earth. They've also conveniently overlooked the parts of the New Testament where Jesus talks about taking care of the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live a hopeless life, because they believe, these state legislators believe, that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth. And Caddy, what a powerful message yesterday.
Yes, powerful, just a powerful straw man there. Every single part of that was a straw man. And, you know, leftists, they really think that they're onto something here. They always think that this is some sort of gotcha. Oh, you see, Jesus doesn't mention abortion. There you go. But a couple points about that. First of all, abortion is the killing of innocent human life. And the Bible does, in fact, forbid that, forbids that all across the Old and New Testament, forbids it in the Ten Commandments. Jesus forbids it. Okay, these things are explicitly forbidden. Violence against the innocent, harming the innocent. Actually, what Jesus says is that, and he specifies it for children, too. He says that if you're going to harm a child, it would be better for you to have a millstone hung around your neck and to be drowned in the sea. That's how strong Jesus felt about it. One of the many statements that if Jesus had never said that, and or even though he had, like if you still, if today, if a Christian goes around speaking in terms as strong as that, they'll be accused, well, that's unchristlike. But you're saying that it'd be better for someone to have a stone hung around their neck and be drowned in the sea? That's violent and terrible and unchrist. No, it's literally Christ-like because that's literally what he said. And it is literal. Like, it would be better for you, if you're going to harm a child, it would actually be better for you to just drown yourself. So, yes, both the Bible forbids abortion, broadly speaking, and so does Jesus, because harming the innocent is forbidden. Now, does it specify that, is there any point where it says, hey, by the way, to all you modern readers, when we say don't kill innocent people, we include babies in that? No, it doesn't say that. It shouldn't need to say that. In fact, it doesn't. When we are forbidden from murdering, it rarely specifies groups of people because we're supposed to understand that it applies to everyone. Okay, it also doesn't say that it says don't murder people. It never says that you can't murder a middle-aged woman or a teenage boy or someone who's 90 years old. It never specifies any stage of human development or any age group, because it applies to all of them. And if you're not brain dead, you should already know that. Like, it should be, you shouldn't have to ask the question. If somebody says to you, if God says to you, as he says to us in Scripture, don't murder people, you shouldn't need the follow-up question of, oh, sorry, Lord, does that include babies? Are they, oh, we can't murder them either. Okay, thanks. Did you really need that specified for you? But here's the other problem. If you need these kinds of very specific rules laid out for you, or if you think that Jesus was supposed to specifically mention every issue that we deal with today, well, that's a problem for the left, isn't it? Because especially if they want to bring the Bible up. I mean, once again, what have I told you before? When the Bible is brought into a discussion about abortion especially, it is 9 times out of 10, or maybe 9.9 times out of 10, someone on the left who brings it up. So they are the ones constantly bringing religion and the Bible and Jesus into not just the abortion conversation, but any conversation about a social issue. They constantly bring that in, and then they accuse us of basing our entire point of view on the Bible and religion and all. Well, you're only saying that because of the Bible. You're only saying that because of religion. So, on one hand, we only are saying this because we're following the Bible, as if that would be a bad thing anyway. But then on the other hand, the Bible doesn't say that. It's very confused. But the point is this. The left tells us that trans people have always existed. You know, transgenderism. The fact that we're seeing this skyrocketing rise in transgender identification in modern times, that's not any social contagion. It's not because people are being indoctrinated or groomed or anything like that, they claim. It's because, well, this many trans people have always existed. It's just that they were, you know, they didn't feel comfortable identifying themselves as such. Well, it means that trans people existed in Jesus' time, and yet Jesus never says anything about trans rights. Never says anything about it. Actually, one of the very first things we're told in the Bible is that God created us male and female. There's no mention of any other category. There's no indication anywhere that a man can be a woman. So by Joe Scarborough's logic, trans rights out the window. Jesus never says it. You know what else he doesn't mention? Doesn't mention gay rights. Quite the opposite, actually. And Jesus also never mentions plenty of things that we should all agree are bad, like he never specifically condemns slavery as an institution. He never specifically condemns child pornography or rape. Now, does that mean that we as Christians should endorse all of those things or be indifferent or not have an opinion? Does it mean that Jesus endorsed them? No, obviously not. Because Jesus didn't come to earth to just provide a list of every single bad thing we shouldn't do. But we are given commandments and principles and moral teachings, which we are then supposed to apply to all of these situations and all of these issues. And if you take the moral teachings that we are given by Jesus and you apply them to slavery, child pornography, rape, you can easily see that according to these principles, those things are horrific evils. We also recognize it as a matter of natural law. We inherently recognize it. It's written on our heart. And the same thing goes for abortion. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Lung Association.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. I want you to watch this ad that Tim Ryan posted on his Twitter account. And he's very proud of this ad, but I want you to watch this.
Hi, my name is Nick Brown. I'm a resident of Willoughby, Ohio. I've lived in Ohio all my life. I'm also an Army veteran. I was active duty for 4 years, and I'm currently a reserve officer in the JAG Corps. This race, to me, is one of the most important races in America today. This is a race that is going to change a lot of lives. We've seen what happened recently with Roe, and it's going to take legislative action to be able to change that. And I have two daughters, and it's incredible to me how much their lives changed in the last 2 weeks. Sorry, I'm getting emotional right now. My wife is going to be working on this campaign. She's never done it before in her life. This is not the America that I know. Tim Ryan is the opportunity for this.
So this is a man, and I use that term only in the biological sense in this case. This is a man who is crying. It's getting emotional at the thought that his daughters won't be able to abort his grandchildren. So he is emotional. He's distraught. He's got young daughters, and he's already thinking about the future he wants for them, and he wants to make sure that they can have abortions. So he's already thinking about his young daughters' abortions, and he's very upset that his own progeny, his own descendants, his own grandchildren will not be able to be killed, potentially. Yet again, if this is the foot that the Democrats want to put forward, then I say go for it. We'll get right back to this discussion after a word from our sponsors.
Paid after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Here's a pediatrician with a familiar line about puberty blockers. This is on another pediatrician on TikTok. Now, once again, obviously, goes without saying, for me to take this video and show it to you is an act of terrorism and incitement. How dare I? But here's what she said.
Puberty blockers are used once puberty has started, but not when you're too far along. And what they do is they just pause your puberty where it's at. And that gives you time to further explore your gender identity without the extra pressure of developing in a gender in which you might not feel comfortable. And then if you continue those puberty blockers long enough, then you can start replacement therapy with the gender identity hormone of your choice when you reach usually around 15 or so, or once you've been on that puberty blocker for at least a couple of years. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's the account is called Ask the Doctor or Ask a Doctor. So, you know, if you have any medical questions, you can go and ask this doctor and she will simply lie to your face with delusional, insane, dangerous nonsense like what you just heard there. But it's familiar nonsense at this point, especially if you've seen my film, What is a Woman, which you can go to whatiswoman.com if you haven't seen it and watch it there. You are familiar with this nonsense because it's the same thing that I heard from several so-called experts that, well, you could just pause it, just put it on pause. A total lie, of course, and it reveals again on the left, and we see this with a lot of what they say about climate change and environmentalism too. We see it, slightly less malignant form of it, but still pretty malignant, which is this total lack of respect for nature. As much as they talk about nature, a total lack of respect for it, for the power of nature. And that includes human nature. That includes biology. So you're treating the process of human development, it's like a game that you're talking about. The analogy that one of the people I talked to in What is a Woman used is it's music. You could just pause it and then pick up the next note of the song. But really, they're talking about it like it is a game, like it's a video game. You just hit the pause button, and you can freeze it right there and then come back to it anytime and pick up right where you left off. That's not how nature works. I mean, you're talking about a system, in human beings anyway, that's been in place for millions of years, and you think you can circumvent it like that easily? Just pop a pill? Circumvent this process without any downside whatsoever? No side effects? You could take a pill and put someone, kind of freeze someone at the exact moment of development they're currently at and keep them there indefinitely. By the way, if this was true, would this not be the key to like immortality, basically? If that's true, that you could just take a pill and freeze your physical development in place and then resume at some other time, then, I mean, I guess you could take puberty blockers, you know, someone could take puberty blockers for 60 years. And then when they're technically in their 70s, they could pick up with development again and end up living in, you know, until they're like in their mid-100s. If that's how it worked. But that is not how it works at all. I mean, what you can do is you can essentially by poisoning these kids, and when you're using the drugs this way, off-label, in a way that they're not meant to be used, you're poisoning them. And you can stunt their growth, and you can mess with the biological processes, but there are significant side effects. And we can't even really call them side effects because they are just, they're the effects, they're really the intended effects. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th, and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisades, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park, and Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Patriotic Arts.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
Today we check in with the fat community over at TikTok, a realm that we may call TikTok. That's actually my producer Sean's joke. Now, as the host of the show, it's my God-given right to steal the joke without credit. I can steal any joke I hear around here because it's mine. That's the way it goes. But I've decided to forego that privilege and give credit where it's due in this case. So there it is, TikTok. Anyway, we'll start with one recent viral video from a fat activist, and then perhaps we'll continue down the TikTok rabbit hole and see what else we may find. Here it is.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today. If white people didn't go looking for spices, then various sea routes to Indian subcontinent and Africa and other places of the world would not get discovered. And if they didn't get discovered, then East India Company would never come to Indian subcontinent. And if they didn't come, then the fertility of the land would not get destroyed because they forced us to cultivate tobacco and dyes and opioid, things like that, and that destroyed the fertility of my country. And then if that didn't happen, and if they didn't exploit and extract resources until my ancestors were left with nothing to eat, we wouldn't move to this grain-heavy, very little nutritious diet that we have today. Also, if white people didn't come to the Indian subcontinent, then my ancestors would not go through 50 small, medium, large famines in a period of 200 years. That's a lot. And in 1943, nearly 3 million people would not have died due to starvation and malnutrition. And if that didn't happen, then this entire place and the people of this place would not adapt to survive on lower calories.
Okay. I didn't realize that was a 45-minute clip. But it's a fun game, I have to admit. It's like the self-victimizing version of 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Just take some negative aspect of yourself that you don't want to take responsibility for, and then find a way to cast the blame as far away from yourself as possible. I can do this too. You know, for instance, I tend to be impatient and at times ill-tempered, I admit. It's not my fault, though. It can actually be traced directly back to Alexander the Great's invasion of Persia in 334 BC. I'll need to do some research on Wikipedia to connect all the dots, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. Actually, in this woman's case, you might compare it more to a sort of, it's sort of like a butterfly effect, but for fatness. So a butterfly flaps its wings 700 miles away, sets off a chain of causation that eventually ends with this girl eating a cheeseburger. Although here, in a rather extraordinary feat of deflection, she has punted responsibility actually out of this century, halfway across the previous millennium. Imagine the mental gymnastics required to be in the process of devouring like a Cinnabon while thinking to yourself, this is all Vasco da Gama's fault. Damn you, Vasco. Meanwhile, there is, as always, an obvious contradiction at work here. On the one hand, we're told that fat is beautiful, fat is good, fat is healthy, fat is desirable. On the other hand, it's also very important for us to believe that fat people are fat through no fault of their own. So it's like, this is good, but it's not my fault. Well, if it's beautiful and good, then why would you not want to take credit for it? In fact, if white people made this girl fat, then shouldn't she be thanking us, given that fat is beautiful? We made you beautiful. You're welcome. Which is it, is my question. You have to choose. Pick a lane. Either it's bad and it's not my fault, or it's good, in which case the blame game makes no sense. Let's watch the next one.
Fat shaming and skinny shaming are the same.
Actually, no, they're not. Fat people are denied jobs, proper medical care, health insurance, they're paid less, they don't have equal access to clothing, travel, many public spaces. Even the body mass index, the way that it discriminates against women, especially women of color, it was created for and based around white men. Like, fat phobia is literally rooted in anti-blackness. It's rooted in racism and sexism. Skinny shaming is not. How many times have you seen marketing campaigns that are labeled, get fat quick, finally add those stubborn 30 pounds? Show me where all the weight gain industries are. Show me all the damaging messages that say that skinny equals unworthy life or skinny equals ugly. When is the last time that you've been penalized financially when an aircraft seat had to be accommodated to your smaller body? When is the last time you've walked into a doctor's office and after they weighed you, stopped listening to what you were actually there for and told you to just gain weight because it will fix everything? Fat people endure all of that and more. Skinny people do not face employment discrimination or medical discrimination. The world was designed for you. Eat a burger is just not comparable to systemic abuse and oppression.
I mean, she's absolutely right. You know, fat shaming and skinny shaming are not the same. Because if you're shaming somebody for being skinny, then you're shaming them for a healthy physique, provided that they aren't, you know, rail thin. If you're shaming them for being fat, you're shaming them for being in an unhealthy and destructive physical state. You really shouldn't be walking up to people and shaming them for their appearance in either case, but it is without question worse to shame a good thing than it is to shame a bad thing. But my favorite part of this clip is her list of oppressions and persecutions that fat people face. She says fat people don't have equal access to clothing, which is an interesting way of putting it. So if I gorge myself during Thanksgiving and put on 5 pounds in one weekend, I can then complain that I don't have equal access to my own pants anymore. Yet, contrary to the way she phrases it, there is no law preventing fat people from wearing clothing. I mean, incidentally, this is actually news that someone should probably share with Lizzo. It's like, you know, you're allowed to wear clothes, just so you know. By the way, the reason there aren't advertisements telling people how to add pounds, she says, why are there any there's no ads telling people to put on pounds. Well, the reason for that is that, number one, you don't want to add pounds, right? It's unhealthy. But also, nobody needs help doing that. Putting on weight is easy and fun and often delicious. You just make a tray of brownies. That's all it takes. There's no further assistance required. So that's why you don't find that. Let's check out one more.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I am really sick and tired of skinny coming on this app and trying to compare fat phobia to getting called a door once. That's called body shaming, and it literally happens to every single person on the planet at least once. It's not a systemic issue. Girl, I went to my doctor when I got diagnosed with severe depression, and she deadass looked at me and said, lose some weight and break up with your boyfriend. I was in school today thinking about where I wanted to go for off-campus lunch, and I started looking up restaurant menus and realized that I didn't want to linger on the tab too long in case somebody looked over at the fat girl's laptop, seeing where she wanted to go for lunch and judging me for it. I can't walk into a 7-Eleven and order a Slurpee and some Skittles because I'm afraid that when I put them down on the counter like a skinny person could do with no problem, somebody's gonna judge me for it. I've applied to a job at a restaurant and heard somebody say how they're not gonna hire me because they think I'm fat enough to eat all the food. I'm terrified to be seen eating in my car or eating alone. Y'all got insulted once and ran with it.
This is what the youth of today are spending their energy on. This is what they're arguing. These are the subjects they're discussing. What's worse, fat shaming or skinny shaming? Oh, my God. Okay, let's go through a few things here. I would absolutely, absolutely judge you if you were buying a Slurpee and Skittles at the same time. I mean, fat or skinny, if I see someone washing down Skittles with a Slurpee, yes, I'm going to make some judgments about that person. That's disgusting, and you would deserve to be judged for it. Absolutely. You deserve judgment. In fact, if someone walked up to you to your face and made fun of you for buying Slurpees and Skittles at the same time, you would deserve that. It would be good. It would be a wake-up call for you. That's like an intervention. You don't get to be free of the world's judgment. You don't. Nobody does. This is just what it means to live in a society among other rational creatures. You can accept that and move on with your life, or you can sit around crying about, I'm being judged, I'm being judged. Yes, you are. Okay, we've established that. Live your life now. Or just stay huddled in a corner in a fetal position. Stop judging me. Well, you've chosen the latter, I suppose. And now you're on TikTok. Like, I can't even freebase pixie sticks behind the dumpster at 7-Eleven without being judged. Also, you most certainly were not turned down for a job at a restaurant because the interviewer said you'd eat all the food. Okay, that just didn't happen. It absolutely 100% did not happen. However, did a doctor actually tell you that the cure for depression is to break up with your loser boyfriend and shed a few pounds? I hope so, because that's actually fantastic advice. I wish more doctors would help their patients adjust their lifestyles before writing prescriptions. If these experiences, as you describe them, actually all happened and were upsetting to you, there is a solution. It's a solution totally within your power. You can lose weight. It won't be easy, but you can do it. It is possible. I know from experience that there is a correlation between diet, lifestyle, and weight. We all know this from experience. This is the point the fat activists, the fattivists, seem to always miss. You can't lie to the rest of us about this issue. You can't pretend that you have nothing to do with your own waistline. All of us have experienced putting on weight because we ate too much and didn't get enough exercise. All of us in the modern world have experienced that. We know that's how it works. We also know that it's difficult. It takes self-control to practice dietary discipline. And we know that's why you don't want to do it. Not because you're oppressed or the victim of white supremacy. It's just, it's hard. And you don't want to do something that's hard. We've all been there to one degree or another. Which is why you would actually have our sympathy if you just said, I know I can get healthy, but it's really hard, and so I'm struggling. You could just say that. That's a statement I totally sympathize with. Because whether it's weight or something else, we all have things about ourselves that we don't like or we want to improve. You know, but we have trouble improving those things because it's hard. It's hard to improve something about yourself. Doesn't matter what it is. And we all have flaws. And so if your flaw is that you tend to overeat and you don't get enough exercise and so you put on weight, that's a flaw. It is a flaw. You're not the only one in the world with flaws. We all have them. And you could rightly point out that we all have flaws. That's true. But when you make your flaw into a cause, right, into a banner that you march under and you want to, you try to convince the world that your flaw is actually a virtue, well, now you've made it an issue we have to talk about. And that's on you. If you would just admit that it's a flaw that you do have control over, then it's an entirely different situation. You know, for the rest of us with our flaws, we have them not because, we have trouble solving them, not because we can't solve them or it's impossible or because it's all the fault of spice traders in the 1500s. We can control ourselves, but it's difficult and we have trouble doing difficult things. Everyone does. That's why we call them difficult. That's something that we can all as humans relate to and sympathize with. And we can commiserate with each other about that. We can also support each other and help each other.
But you can't really have anyone's support or anyone's help or even sympathy if you refuse to be accountable for your own choices. As long as you insist on blaming everything and everyone but yourself, you'll never get over the hurdle. You'll be stuck with the burden forever while trying to convince yourself that you're happy with it, but you know better, you're not. And that is why these fat activists on TikTok are today, unfortunately, I must say, canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The inmate accused of stabbing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged with attempted murder.
Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd in Minneapolis. Prosecutors say inmate John Terskak stabbed Chauvin 22 times in the law library at a federal prison in Arizona and told correctional officers he would have killed Chauvin if they didn't respond so quickly. Terskak told FBI agents he attacked Chauvin the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, as a symbolic connection to the Black Lives Matter movement and the black hand symbol associated with the Mexican mafia gang. He also said he had been thinking about attacking Chauvin for about a month because he is a high-profile inmate, but denied wanting to kill him. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Florida man's in custody accused of threatening to carry out a mass casualty event Thursday at the Tesla factory in Austin. Police say 29-year-old Paul Overeem of Orlando was charged with making a terroristic threat after he threatened to shoot people during the first public Cybertruck delivery. Philadelphia City Council passes legislation to ban ski masks in some public spaces.
Supporters of the measures say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The legislation passed on Thursday with a 13-2 vote. It now goes to Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney. The measure would ban ski masks in public places like schools, recreation centers, parks, city-owned buildings, and on public transportation. It would impose a $250 fine against anyone who violates it. Keith Peters reporting.
Jesse Smollett's disorderly conduct convictions for making false reports he was a victim of a hate crime will stand. An Illinois appeals court affirmed the Empire actor's convictions for his 2019 false complaints to the Chicago Police Department. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Bible.
A deadly salmonella outbreak from cantaloupe has grown. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Korea's launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base used SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of 5 spy satellites South Korea plans to launch by 2025. More at townhall.com. The world's biggest experimental nuclear fusion reactor in operation has been inaugurated in Japan.
More than 500 scientists and 70 companies are involved in the project, based in a hangar north of the Japanese capital, Tokyo. The EU's energy commissioner, who was at the inauguration, said this was a true milestone for fusion technology. Current nuclear power plants operate by splitting atoms apart. In fusion, they're joined together. The process, which powers the sun, has the potential to produce massive amounts of carbon-free energy safely. But the technology has not yet been perfected.
Nearly half of U.S. companies intend to eliminate bachelor's degree requirements from some job positions next year. Walmart, IBM, Accenture, Bank of America, and Google announced similar plans. Walmart eliminated college degrees as a requirement for hundreds of its corporate roles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
ReFire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? Investors.
And Jasmine said you could hear the protesters. They had a chant. They love chanting. They're enchanting people. They don't smell enchanting as a rule. But this time of year it's a little better because chili, not as smelly. Chile, as AOC would say. She thinks that a soup is a country and a country is a soup. But they were chanting, the bombs are dropping. No Christmas shopping. So if you've got a son or a daughter that's a lefty, don't expect any Christmas presents this year because the bombs are dropping. No Christmas shopping. How about Hanukkah shopping? From the river to the sea. They love chanting because that's the Hamas chant about wiping Israel off the face of the earth. And the Democrats have adopted that too. It's especially appropriate this holiday season. You know, Hanukkah, Christmas, just around the corner, Christmas, Hanukkah. And the left, the Democrat Party, they're chanting from the river to the sea, except this lady in New York. Did you see the video of the lady in New York? She's got her a black and white checked, I think it's kind of a knockoff Hamas scarf around her neck. Not even authentic. She might have gotten it at Bergdorf Goodman or something. And she had a big Hamas flag, a giant Hamas flag. Some call it the Palestinian flag, but right now at this moment in history, it's of course the Hamas flag. It's the destroy the Jewish nation flag. And Democrats have them all over the place. It's replaced the Ukrainian flag. And have you noticed nobody's calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine, where a great many more people have been killed by the communist Putin? But this lady, she's out in the street. She's got her fake Palestinian scarf, but it's good enough for her. And she's waving a big, it's not a little flag, it's like a 5-foot Hamas flag that she's waving. And she is being asked by a man who has his phone, and he's making a video, as you might got a TV station in your hand, and you can broadcast to the world. And asked the lady what she's protesting, and she said, from the mountains to the sea. She's saying from the mountains to the sea. And the man is saying, are you sure you got that right, from the mountains to the sea? And she's like, yeah, I think that's right, isn't it, from the mountains to the sea? And he knows that it's from the river to the sea, from the river Jordan, you know, the east coast, the eastern border of Israel, bordering Jordan, the river Jordan, to the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, wiping Israel off the map. That's the mantra, right? But she's saying from the mountains to the sea, and this man is a little puzzled by this, and he's like, what mountains? Which mountains are you talking about? And she looks completely befuddled and confused, and then I think she got back into her Prius with a Biden bumper sticker on it next to her Obama bumper sticker on it, and they have, you know, coexist, got the coexist bumper sticker on the Prius. But the good new coexists bumper sticker is the one where the X has been replaced with the paragliding terrorist with his legs spread out and an AK-47 lashed to his back. Also, did you see, speaking of the Democrats, that Hamas took these teenagers hostage and they branded them. They branded them. They used the hot muffler of a motorcycle to brand them so that if they were able to escape, they will have been branded because, you know, they know that the Democrats would want the Hamas people to capture the kids and bring them back into captivity. That's the thing about them. So we got that going. And all kinds of whack-a-doodle-doo, thanks to the Democrats out there. Today is also day two, our second and final day of our Fisher House fundraiser. We're helping Fisher House, the great, wonderful Fisher House, raise money. We do this once a year. Been doing it for a decade and a half, I think more than that. And the phone number to donate to Fisher House is 888-294-8560. And yesterday I was promising, as I've done year after year, if you donate $1 million, I'll come over to your house and cut your lawn. And today I learned that a bunch of my coworkers will come over. When I come over to cut your lawn, when you donate $1 million to Fisher House, when I come over to cut your lawn, I don't have a lawnmower, so I'll have to work that out. If you have a lawn, you probably have a lawnmower. But a bunch of my colleagues will come over and sit in lawn chairs along the side and drink margaritas while I cut your lawn, while I mow your lawn, which I think is a pretty generous offer, right? And so we got that. So and we've raised a lot of money thanks to you. Because you're great Americans and you love America and freedom and liberty and Western civilization. unlike members of the Democratic Party. But that said, yeah, the number to donate is 888-294-8560. Going to be speaking to several people throughout the course of the day here on the Chris Plant Show. And it's a Friday. It's a Friday, which is nice at this point in time. Also in Israel, the what do they call it? A pause? They didn't call it a ceasefire. They call it a lot of different things because nobody knows what to call it. But that's all over because the troglodytes, first of all, they fired a missile at Israel from the Gaza because they just can't wait to kill all the Jews. They're champing at the bit to kill all the Jews, and they couldn't be contained. Pause schmoz, as they say in the Gaza. Pause schmoz. That's a little schmaltzy, I know. But they fired another missile at Israel because they can't wait to kill civilians. They hope children, women, because they're barbaric murderers. And the Democrat Party has joined forces with them. They're on their side. And I got to tell you, there was something else in my TV show on Newsmax last night. We talked about Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger dying at the age of 100, the great American statesman, Secretary of State, and all that. And the news media is smearing him and slandering him in death because they are great vulgarians. And there's another hit piece today in the awful, terrible, horrible Washington Post. Yet another hit piece. And this came up, I was reminded, because this came up on my television show on Newsmax last night as well. And the liberal on the show spent about 4 minutes attacking Henry Kissinger as a terrible person. Oh, he's a mass murderer, all the media are saying, because, you know, people were killed in the Vietnam War. And, yeah, and the commies, oh, Cambodia. It's because the commies moved the Ho Chi Minh Trail across the border, you know. And now the Washington Post with a big story, Henry Kissinger's central role in the U.S. carpet bombing of Cambodia. And I reminded last night, when the United States, because the left won the war for the communists, the left here in the United States, with all their riots in the U.S. and stuff, they were on the side of the communists, right? And now they're on the side of Hamas. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But Henry Kissinger's central role in U.S. carpet bombing of Cambodia. The communists who were backed by the Soviet Union, communists, right? Like Vladimir Putin. See, we got Putin news today, too, because the news media is so completely ridiculous. This one is ABC News. I'll get to that. Henry Kissinger's central role in the U.S. carpet bombing of Cambodia. And it's a third of a page, and it's an attack. And they got a picture of smoke rising over here and American soldiers. And then the United States left, and we left, the North Vietnamese general at the end of the war declared to Americans at the table where the papers were being signed. The American general said, you, speaking to the North Vietnamese general, the communist general, you never once beat us on the battlefield, he said to the Vietnamese communist general. And the communist Vietnamese general said back to the American general, that is not important, because he knew that they won the war against the U.S. here in the United States because the Democrat Party and the left were rioting in the streets and turning against the political leaders because the left here was on the side of the communists, right? And that was the Democrat Party, and they're rioting in the streets and burning and looting and attacking the police. And like the Chicago 1968 convention, Democrat convention, they still blame the police for that. But it wasn't the police, it was the Democrats. The leftists, a lot of them from very wealthy families, just by the way, like William Ayers, for example, Barack Obama's pal, the terrorist. And now, I noticed that I just thought there's a certain irony or a certain congruity, consistency, that they're attacking Henry Kissinger, who escaped Nazi Germany as a German Jew. As a young man, served in World War II for the U.S. Army, was awarded a Bronze Star, used his German language skills. Henry Kissinger, a great hero of the 20th century, and American liberals despise him, and that means the news media despises him. And I can't help but put the pieces together. Their hatred of Henry Kissinger, who wanted to crush totalitarianism in the 20th century, the Democrat Party here was supporting propping up totalitarianism, they still vilify those that opposed communist totalitarianism, Soviet totalitarianism. And now the Democrat Party has hitched their wagon to radical Islam. Kind of eerily consistent, creepily consistent. If you are a gang of mass murderers anywhere in the world, the American left is with you. If the United States, America is their number one target, as is the case with the Ayatollahs in Iran, and with, by extension, other radical Islamists, Western civilization, the U.S., the great Satan, Israel, the little Satan. Well, the Democrat Party is your ally, just as they were when Henry Kissinger was trying to stop the spread of communism in the 20th century, the 1960s, the 1970s. The Democrat Party was with the commies. And then, of course, the carpet bombing of Cambodia. We left and Pol Pot murdered millions and millions of Cambodians. And then the Democrats blamed the United States for that. This is the Democrat Party. They really haven't changed much at all. And we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show. Dive into the seamless world of premium nationwide coverage, free activation, and contract-free plans with Consumer Cellular, now at your local Target. Plus, we offer 100% U.S.-based customer support and a risk-free guarantee and unlimited talk and text plans starting at $20 a month. Now let me introduce you to our latest gem, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need. Plus, it features a user-friendly design, Wi-Fi and GPS capabilities, all powered by our reliable 4G LTE network, making it your perfect flip phone companion. But here's the best part. When you purchase the Iris Flip at Target from now to December 16th, you'll get $10 off. Yep, you'll get the Iris Flip for only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target to grab the full scoop on this incredible deal. Seize the moment and make the switch today. Limited time offer, only available at Target.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th, and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now, and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom. My dad is a hero. Those who are troops built this house, and my dad can get through the wide doorways. He can reach anything.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Right, I got so much crazy news media for you today. 3 hours will definitely not be enough once again. And today is our day two of our annual Fisher House fundraiser. And I invite you to contribute $10. I encourage you to contribute $1 million. And to those who contribute $1 million, I will come over to your house and cut your lawn. And a bunch of my colleagues, including on-air people, will also come over and join me. They will sit on the edge of your yard in lawn chairs and drink margaritas. I was promised that this morning. So that's pretty good, too. And we start this morning with the president of the Fisher House Foundation, Dave Coker, the great Dave Coker. Known Dave since I started doing this. Dave is a great, started as a volunteer there 30 years ago, U.S. Army veteran Dave Coker. And if you knew Dave, you'd think he could conquer countries all by himself. Dave Coker, thanks for being here, Dave.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's a good day to be able to make a difference.
Yes, it is. Now, tell us, Dave, people are looking around. People know Fisher House now, I think, and certainly our audience. And we're thinking, well, you know, thankfully we're not in an active hot war right now. Is Fisher House less busy than Fisher House was not so many years ago?
Oh, not at all. You know, the profile of the people in the houses has changed a good bit. But life has always happened. And when the conflict was going on, the people who were dealing with other issues said, hey, let's take care of those who were injured. But as that profile has changed, people are coming back for care and we're as busy as we've ever been.
Yeah, tell me how the profile has changed of the people staying at Fisher Houses. 96 Fisher Houses, is that right?
We've got 96. We've got three more under construction. But as we take a look at the healthcare today, you've got those who have been injured that are going to need care for the rest of their lives.
Right.
If you think about somebody with a spinal cord injury, they come in every so often to get reevaluated. You've got people who have been struggling for years to keep a limb, and they get to the point where they say, you know what, I don't have the quality of life I want. I want to go ahead and give up my leg or my arm. There will always need to be care for these folks. It's an ongoing thing. Just in October, I was down at Bay Pines as we were cutting a ribbon on that house. And I had the chance to speak with the mom of someone who had gone to Landstuhl to say goodbye to her son. That was 18 years ago, and she was told he would not survive. Well, not only did he survive, he went on, and he was a gentle giant. He was a Marine, made me look small, and I'm 6'4". He went on. He befriended Toby Keith, went and sang on stage, and he was somebody who literally had a screw loose in his head because it came out of his head.
Wow.
He had a brain bleed and passed away, and I was expressing my condolences, and she said, "Hey, I got a gift of 18 years with him."
Man. Dave Coker, president of Fisher House, please, 888-294-8560.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Because the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler was, they were doing all kinds of nasty things, and they could see that train coming. Henry Kissinger was 15 years old in 1938 when his family fled Germany, Nazi Germany by that time. And he was actually drafted by the United States Army when he was 19 years old. And he served in Europe. He spoke German. That was handy at that time. And he was awarded a Bronze Star. The State Department says that he was awarded the Bronze Star for uncovering a Nazi sleeper cell during the war. As a young enlisted man, absolutely right. And, you say E4, E5, that's, you know, that's big stuff. Everybody knows that the U.S. military runs on non-commissioned officers, right? You say you were enlisted. Were you an NCO yourself?
No, I was just like an E4, enlisted for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
I happened to be stationed in Berlin, Germany, but that was in the 70s, in the mid-70s, so I didn't see any action, let's put it that way.
Well, that's good. Hey, Checkpoint Charlie, the Fulda Gap holding the Soviet Union at bay. Come on, that's huge.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we were Cold War warriors, I guess you would say.
Yeah, Cold Warriors, man. Yeah, that's right. No, listen, you were one of the great American men that contained the Soviet Union until we could collapse it and implode it. And actually, that leads perfectly into my next ridiculous news story, thanks to ABC News. But Ed, listen, you know, serving in Germany in the 1970s, the United States Army is a great badge of honor. That's wonderful. And, you know, we had all our armored divisions in there and manning the Fulda Gap where the Soviets would come through with their 50,000 tanks that they had at the time to conquer the world and destroy the world. And it turns out, Ed, you know, we may have collapsed the Soviet Union, but communism didn't die, and it's still alive and well, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's a terrible thing, and all we can do is get the American people to realize that, and maybe they can stand up to the communists.
Maybe. We shall see. That remains to be seen. Ed, I'm saluting you.
Well, thank you. You're very, very kind. You're too kind.
Yeah, not at all. Thank you, Ed. Yeah, I've been to Checkpoint Charlie and, you know, the commies, kind of the Berlin Wall. You know, that wall was to keep people in, not keep people out. Nobody was trying to break into East Germany. And if you tried to escape, and that was the word they used, then they'd shoot you in the back and kill you. If you're a 19-year-old girl with your 19-year-old boyfriend, they'd just shoot you dead because that's what communists do. You know, still, fleeing North Korea is called an escape. And that's the communist utopia. It's a socialist perfection. You know, Lenin said the goal of socialism is communism. Right? And we should take his word for it. If you attempt to flee Cuba, it's an escape. You're escaping. Now, if the term escape is used, then you're not living in a country. You're living in a prison. And that's what communism is. But pay no attention to that. And thank you, Ed. Since Ed brought up all of that good stuff, and it is good stuff. And, yeah, young Henry Kissinger serving in the U.S. Army as an enlisted guy. He had not yet gone to Harvard. After the war, he got his bachelor's, his master's, and his Ph.D. from Harvard, but didn't seem to taint him the way that the poison Ivy League taints people today, like Barack Obama, for example. But I laughed out loud this morning. Back to the Soviet Union, Vlad the Impaler Putin, who is the current leader dictator in communist Russia, he's a communist. He grew up in the communist system. He was with the KGB, the Soviet Union secret police. He was, in fact, Ed, assigned to East Germany for a period of time with the Stasi, which was the East German secret police, a very notorious and brutal secret police, the Stasi. And the KGB, obviously, brutal murderers, savages. And that's where Vlad the Impaler comes from. And that's why he's a killer. Did you see that the wife of a Ukrainian official was poisoned? Just yesterday, we learned that the wife of a senior Ukrainian official was poisoned with some kind of a heavy metal poison, which Vlad the Impaler is famous for using on his enemies, because he loves killing his enemies and jailing his enemies, because he's a communist. And now we see the Democrat Party seeking to jail all of their political enemies and abusing the justice system and turning the FBI into the KGB and going to Twitter and Facebook and telling him you better not let people share that New York Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop, because it's Russian disinformation. The only Russian disinformation was what the FBI was peddling, because it turns out there are a bunch of leftists in the FBI that are abusing their power, their meager, corrupt power, on behalf, naturally, of the Democrat Party, because they are the left. Right? So we got all that going on. But Vlad the Impaler, KGB, Stasi, poisoned the wife of a, apparently. He hasn't been convicted in court. Democrats would jump in to defend him. He hasn't been convicted in court yet. So she just happened to be poisoned. And a Russian spokesperson made a joke and said, maybe she broke a thermometer because it's heavy metal in her blood. So maybe mercury from the thermometer break in her soup, in her glass of tea. Not very nice, comrade workers. Amazing. So, yeah, that happened yesterday. But ABC News made me laugh this morning. Why did they make me laugh this morning? Well, first of all, the corrupt Washington Post showed up at the front door. And their lead story today, U.S. axes alerts to Meta. You know, that's Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and social media stuff. U.S. axes, they do away with alerts to Meta on intrusion, right? Must be that they agree with the intrusions. They like the intrusions now. Foreign influence warnings wither. They're withering. The number of foreign influence warnings are declining. And the subheadline is, partnership eroded by conservative legal effort. See, it's conservative legal effort. That's the problem. Those terrible conservatives, that's a dirty word to them. Conservative, because they're progressive and they love Hamas and the Khmer Rouge and the Viet Cong, because they're not on our side. And so I saw that, partnership eroded by conservative legal error. Oh, you mean people are in favor of free speech and against government censorship? Is that what you're talking about? Because government censorship is advancing by leaps and bounds under Joe Biden and the Democrats. In fact, the lead story at the Washington Post today, Facebook shuts down deceptive China accounts. Say, wait a minute, that kind of conflicts with the Washington Post headline, doesn't it? Maybe they're doing it on their own instead of at the direction of the government. Deutschland, Deutschland. Elections in U.S., elsewhere to bring more political meddling. Well, that's because communists are out there, and they do two things. They kill people, and they destroy things. So we got that. But now let me get to the ABC story that had us laughing today. And I read it aloud. I read it aloud before the show. And Michael was laughing. Bill Hess was laughing. Listen, Liz, here's the headline from ABC Fake News. ABC Fake News. Now, keeping in mind, Vladimir Putin is a communist. He said the greatest tragedy of the 20th century was the fall of the Soviet Union, which was a slave state that contained hundreds of millions of people and brutalized them until death. Stole everything that they worked for, brutalized them, jailed their political enemies, the Gulag Archipelago, and a great slave system for their political enemies in the Siberian tundra. A living hell was the Soviet Union, right? And that's Vladimir Putin, and he wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union because he loves slavery and brutality. Now, listen to this. ABC News today. Russia's Supreme Court effectively outlaws LGBTQ plus activism. You can't just say, like, LG, you know, that'd be a TV, I guess. LGBTQ, because lesbian is gay, and then G is gay, and B is bi, and, you know, let's face it, then T is trans, and really LG and B don't necessarily want to associate with T. But never mind that. Q, they used to outlaw, now they put it in their name. And plus just means whatever else you want to be, you know. So we got that. And the so the headline is, Russia's Supreme Court effectively outlaws LGBTQ plus activism in a landmark ruling. Now, the subheadline is the best part. Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. See? It's the increasingly conservative. Putin's Russia is conservative. I told you the New York Times has referred to the communists as conservative, too. Conservative is just a dirty word to them. That means you might own an American flag. You might fly it in your flagpole in your front yard. Might have an American flag sticker on your car, might be an American car. Your children might be normal, you know, and they don't want that. And so Putin's Russia is an increasingly conservative country. ABC News headline. They stole it from the Associated Press. So there it is. They're all playing in the lead sentence to the increasingly conservative country that is Russia under Putin, a KGB communist. You know what I say in situations like this, don't you? They use the words, but they don't know what they mean.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make the spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% site-wide. Plus, when you use the promo code PLANT at checkout, you get an additional $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks make great gifts. You'll be the hero at the dinner table when everybody digs into their delicious Omaha steak. Tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code PLANT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart. Order with complete confidence, knowing you're ordering the very best. That's omahasteaks.com. The keyword is PLANT. A minimum order may be required.
Get ready to dive into the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need. Featuring a user-friendly design, Wi-Fi and GPS capabilities, and powered by our rock-solid 4G LTE network, the Iris Flip is your ultimate flip phone companion. But hold on, there's more. Experience top-notch nationwide coverage, a contract-free plan, and always free activation. Plus, our 100% U.S.-based customer support is just a click or call away. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Act before December 17th to snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip. Just head to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 at checkout to lock in this jaw-dropping deal. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Seize the moment and make the switch today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
If you've been injured in an accident and need cash now before your case settles, Oasis Financial can help. Last month, Oasis helped over 3,000 people. Why not you? If you have an attorney, call Oasis Financial today at 877-266-9107. It takes just 3 minutes to apply. And once you're approved, get $500 to $100,000 of your settlement in as little as 24 hours with no risk to you. That's right. Get $500 to $100,000 within 1 day. If you lose your case, you don't have to pay Oasis back, ever. So call Oasis today to see if you qualify at 877-266-9107. That's 877-266-9107. Call Oasis today at 877-266-9107. Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia.
Got news about Dick Durbin and Hunter's laptop and a Buffalo Bills linebacker. We've got lots of stuff for you today. Don't go anywhere. We're also in day two and day last of our, although you can donate tomorrow as well, our Fisher House, our annual Fisher House fundraiser, which is the greatest organization in the world. Thank you very much. And on the line with us right now, we have Christy Wilcox, who is with Fisher House. Christy, thank you for being with us. And Christy in charge of videos for the entire organization. And tell me about that, Christy. Tell me what it is you do and for Fisher House and how you got there.
Well, I am on the communications team, and, I'm the videographer. I always say that I have one of the best jobs because I get to, you know, talk to people, and usually it's, you know, after they've had some big triumph, you know, through their journey. So those stories are really invigorating, especially after being in the media for so long. So, you know, one important takeaway from my story and hearing other stories is family's love is truly the best medicine. So I get to tell those stories all the time. And it's amazing to listen to military families share their journey, especially after my stay at the Fisher House when my dad was at the hospital for cancer in 2015.
Right, right. And you say you escaped the news media to get a real job? Is that what happened?
I did. I was tired of sharing the sad stories. And with Fisher House, you know, I get the opportunity to share a lot of amazing stories. And I'll tell you something, I think you'll appreciate this, Chris. The interesting part about my dad's service is that he was drafted to the Army. He doesn't like to talk about it a lot, but once he told me that they lined all the men up and they went every other person and told them, you're Army, you're Marine, you're Army, you're Marine, right? So my parents lived in Germany for a bit while my dad was in the service. And a few months ago, I was in Germany supporting families, military families, wounded, ill, sick warriors competing at Invictus Games. So it was nice to have my own journey with military and veteran families then.
Wow. That is great. And our last caller, an Army veteran who served in Germany in the 1970s, one of our listeners. And, that is great. And your father's footsteps are big footsteps, I know. And Fisher House, I mean, just, you know, we've been working with them for a decade and a half or more, and just couldn't be a greater organization. And I'm encouraging people to kick something in today, whether it's $10 or $100,000, $1 million. $1 million, I come over to your house and cut your lawn. I bring a bunch of radio station people with me who have agreed to sit in lawn chairs and drink margaritas while I cut the lawn, which I thought was very generous of them. And I want to encourage people to contribute to Fisher House today at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, and give generously. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary organization, a great American organization doing beautiful and wonderful things. And Christy, you became interested in working with Fisher House because of your father's circumstance, your father's illnesses, and you're there, and you're still there, and you couldn't be happier, and you're doing something great, aren't you?
I'm doing something amazing. I mean, part of my job is to go to Fisher Houses and capture moments, right? Recently, I met a man and his wife who stayed at the Charleston Fisher House. They spent 6 months there because he was waiting for a heart transplant.
Wow.
I met them on the day that they were headed home after he had a successful transplant, and it was just an amazing story. And one other note I'll add to this is the best part of my story is I have a 3-year-old son who loves his grandfather, and everybody, you know, with their families, I think can appreciate this is I get to see them have fun together now. I truly believe that it hadn't been for the support that my father received, and having his family there, that maybe my story would have turned out much different. So, you know, when I was at Fisher House, I can just remember interacting with so many families through my experience. And I just said to myself, how do I get to be a part of this amazing organization? And here I am.
Wow. And here you are. So great. Christy, God bless. Wonderful, wonderful life that you have found. Fisher House. Now, you can also volunteer. You can donate your miles, and they use them brilliantly. Please call and donate 888-294.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.